Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening. Welcome to the best show. My name is Dudio. You've got Pat here.
Hey, folks. We're going to be filling in for Tom a little last minute tonight, but we're going to keep the show moving.
Yeah.
And the topic stands as it is.
Stands as it is. Overheard conversations.
Things you heard in passing that were ludicrous, wild, crazy.
Tremendous.
Outlandish.
Yeah.
AP Mike is here, too. He's taking calls. He's going to put you on hold when the phone bank is full. He's going to come into the studio, and he's going to shed some light on this topic as well.
So this was very, very last minute. Tom asked us to do this and fill in, so you still get the best show. 201-332-3484. Get those calls in right now. Overheard conversations. We're going to get right into it. Let's do this. Best show. Eyelids and their latest single, It's About to Go Down, available on Chunklet Industries. Good folks at Chunklet.
And I was just commenting off mic.
Yeah.
And I think my words were, this is great.
Yeah.
And that was genuine.
And that, man, they're such a good band. Eyelids, you can't beat Eyelids. They just wrapped up a very successful East Coast tour. They're doing some West Coast dates. Got a new record coming out. They're great, man. I love that band. You can go check that out. You can order it on Bandcamp or, I guess, go to their website, musicofeyelids.com. And, hey, if you're wondering, where's Tom? Tom had a family issue tonight, so we're filling in. And yes. It's me, Dudio, and you got Pat right there.
And we also have Mike on the phones. He's going to be in the studio in a little bit, but you can make those phones happen at 201-332-3484. That's 201-DEAD-HUG. You can also reach us on Twitter at Best Show for Life, Instagram the same, and the hashtag tonight is, of course, hashtag Best Show for Life. Classic.
Yeah, the classic hashtag. And also, isn't this kind of like, this is a very Mike topic.
You know, it is. But before you got here tonight, we were actually talking about it, and he was asking me about it, and I had one that, like,
right.
I have one, like, it's kind of a throwaway one. I don't mm-hmm. know how good it is, but he, then you came in, and I didn't get to hear his, so I'm hoping, maybe through some calls at 201-332-3484, Mike will be inspired to remember stuff he's heard.
Yeah. So, give us a ring right now, the phone lines are actually,
pretty full.
Pretty full
Let's
right
get
now,
right
so.
Into it.
Hey, you can come in here whenever you want, Mike. Let's just take these. Let's just take these. The next. Let's take these three, and then we'll go for the. We'll just do unscreened. Let's go ahead and do this. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason.
Hello.
How's it going? Sorry, I'm trying to turn you off in the background.
Oh, no worries. Who's this?
This is Chris from Philadelphia.
Chris from Philadelphia. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Good. Good.
All right.
Mike is stepping up to a microphone right now.
Oh, cool. Hi,
Who's
Mike.
Here. Let's see.
Thanks for putting me through.
Try now.
How's it going?
Okay, I gotcha.
Hey.
I feel a little odd because I'm in Mike's usual seat.
I know. So. Mike's not really happy about it. Right. He kind of eyed it when you walked
okay.
in.
No, it works for tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to be bouncing back and forth.
Okay. So what are you what are you calling about, Chris? You got an overheard conversation?
Yeah, I got an overheard conversation, then a personal thing about the show, too.
Okay.
Which is good, don't worry. So, I in high school, there was, like, the shortest teacher in high school was, she was, like, under 5 feet tall, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe that was just, like, my high school exaggeration of it. And then the tallest teacher was, like, 6'7", 6'8", which might also be my high school exaggeration of it.
Uh-huh.
But the one time I ever saw them having a conversation together, she just went, but you're so tall and I'm so short. And that's all I heard. And I was like, well, that's probably the one conversation, like if I were to guess to overhear from them, that would be what it's about. They probably talked a ton of times, but that was like the one thing I heard.
Yeah.
So.
That's the only time that observation has ever happened, occurred in that one moment as you were walking by.
Yeah, I guess it was just like what I expected to hear, so it was the only time it registered. But yeah. There's probably more to say about me than about them, but yeah.
Did you slow down? Were you creeping? Like, how did this... did you kind of wonder if this was how it was going to play out? Did you kind of slow down when you saw them talking about this? Or just talking in general?
I want to say that my ears did not perk at all, but they probably perked a little bit before just in case.
Yeah.
And you know, I kind of turn the corner and just, like, kind of wait for a second, that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
But it's not like it's not a creepy wait or anything. It's
no.
just like, in case they do,
yeah.
I want to know if they talk about it.
Yeah, you did the right thing. You did the right thing. You said you had something else. What else you got for us, Chris?
Well, I just want to say this is my 1 year anniversary of listening to The Best Show.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
congratulations.
Had you heard of it before?
I hate to say it now. I mean, because I think it's a cursed name in the space. But I heard of it from the Hollywood Handbook group.
I don't think it's a cursed name. I mean, we still love those guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'd go on the show if they had, like, Mike would totally go on the show.
Yeah. Waiting for my invitation.
Yeah, it's just Tom that won't do it. Any of us, we would totally go
Absolutely,
on.
Absolutely, you know.
Yeah.
And
this is important to Mark in the public space.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just a Tom issue. This is not a Best Show crew issue.
Now, let me just put it out there for other podcasts, and I'm thinking of one in particular. I still haven't gotten the call.
Which one is that?
A certain someone who used to call this show in character. You know, he does stuff about...
I know who he's talking about.
Cleaning clothes and stuff.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Let's just say Mike's airing some dirty laundry right now.
Yes. Like, if there was a podcast where you're going to talk about the benefits of using Tide,
I have a feeling I'm going to be the last one called.
Okay.
Mean, you know, a couple members of this team is already...
I've never been on it either.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
you and I are on same ship.
Yeah, I have done the show.
Yeah, do I feel bad about it too, Mike? I do. I think about it a lot.
Yeah. I became a plot mechanism, but I've only appeared once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least you were a plot mechanism.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you're in Philly.
He was recently the most episodes on Neighborhood Network, right?
I
don't know. We don't know who you're talking. Who are you talking? We have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh, sorry. The laundry.
We were keeping it vague, Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so
yeah.
sorry. But it was a big milestone for him. Congratulations to him.
And he has had me on that show a few times, and that's a wonderful show. So. There's no beef there.
Sorry, I didn't mean to blow up your spot by doing that.
No beef whatsoever. And you're in Philly, so this is a perfect opportunity. Yeah. And Tom can't stop us from doing this to plug, so it's come to this.
Yeah. Let's just plug.
I'm very excited.
We'll plug after the other.
Yeah,
the whole show.
We'll talk some calendars here in a second. But
well, if you want to mark your AP Mic, .bandcamp.
I like that.
Calendars.
There you go.
That's good.
If you want to mark your calendars that are available at apmic.bandcamp.com, you can mark them for March the 3rd, that's Sunday night, at 8 p.m. at the good Comedy Theater. That's at good Comedy if you want to follow them on Twitter.
And now we're with 100% more financial guru Greg Gethard.
Greg Gethard
will be guesting on the show with us. So.
Yes, he's opening the show. You don't want to miss that.
Yes.
He's a Philly. Well, he's not native, but he lives there.
But he basically represents all of Philly.
Yes. He's as much to Philly as I am to Jersey City.
He's basically a senator.
Next to Philly Boy Roy.
Yes, next to Philly Boy Roy. Yeah. Completely.
I think Philly Boy Roy is probably. I don't think next to. I think he's probably.
He's a lot higher.
He's a lot higher.
But,
yeah.
But there's it's the same channel that they're swimming in. Huh. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, so. Mike, you already told me one of these calls that we've got lined up here, 201-332-3484. I'm going to save that one.
But when we go to it, I just want to foreshadow it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I want to take bets on whether or not he'll know who you
still
are.
Still not going to know who I am. not going to have any idea.
But what if you kind of, like, hint at it? What if you're like, yeah, you got Mike here, you got Pat. Who else do you have here?
Who else is on the mic?
What your name is.
Oh, I was telling Mike when he said that he called, and you guys are going to find out very soon who we're talking about. I know you already know. You know, I was like, why does he always calls when we do a fill-in show?
Does he? Okay.
He hasn't called the actual show in a very long time.
Okay. Someone's tipping him off.
Somebody's tipping him off. Okay, so let's go ahead and go to line two. Best show.
Hi.
Hello?
Tom?
This is not Tom. This is Dudio, Mike, and Pat filling in.
Tonight only.
Tonight only. Tom had a last-minute issue that we were here, and we're doing the show for you guys tonight.
All
so
right. He regrettably couldn't be here. He'll be back next week.
Everything's all right with him.
Yeah, we do, too. So who is this?
This is Joe from Columbus, Ohio.
Joe from Columbus. Do you have one for the topic?
I do have one for the topic. So, I was in Dublin, Ireland about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I overheard two older women talking on the train that I was taking. And they were talking about mutual acquaintances that they had known throughout their lives. And I kind of got the sense that they hadn't really seen each other in a while, because they were catching up on people. And I have never heard such a succinct summation of, you know, what I perceive to be the Dublin attitude, what I've picked up from, like, James Joyce and Irish literature and popular culture. They brought up a man who they both knew named Tom, and in three sentences they said, oh, you know, he was an electrician, and... yeah, he never married. And, oh, he died from being electrocuted, didn't he?
Oh, man.
And just never heard someone brought up their whole life and they died in that sort of a span of time.
In a quick conversation, like he was born, he became an electrician, and then he...
Say the three sentences again.
So he was never married.
He was never married.
He was an electrician.
He was electric.
He was electrocuted.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bleak.
Yeah. I hear similar stuff working in a bar. You know, I actually try to sort of fade out of conversations because I don't want to be, like, perceived as sort of eavesdropping on conversations.
That's right. Yeah.
And in masses, it's such a small bar. You know, it's hard to do, and so, but I try to make a point of that. I don't want to be an eavesdropper, you know, but you do hear certain things. And over the years, you know, I didn't grow up in Bayonne, but a lot of my customers, you know, they've lived there their whole lives, and so I'm getting all the sort of folklore of Bayonne, growing up in Bayonne, And actually, your story reminded me of one particular story. I mean, yeah, and they stand out because you hear of about shocking deaths. Let's put it that way. And the one that stood out for me was that I guess there was an area, part of Bayonne, where all the it's sort of an industrial park, and kids would go there. Kids would go there to drink, you know, on the weekends or whatever. It was sort of the party spot in Bayonne, and it was sort of a long road that you had to drive out to get to this spot. And I remember somebody telling me a story about an unfortunate person who was standing by the side of the road, and when he bent over to tie his shoe, he was hit by a car. You know, literally, it was sort of that movement that sort of exposed him to, you know, this car just going past, and that was how he died. So that one always stood out, and yeah, it's kind of similar to your little summation of a poor person who died too soon.
Good fodder for Springsteen lyrics, though.
Yeah, but
I bet you look both ways before tying your shoes now.
Yeah,
yeah.
There was a point when I used to try to, because you know, I mean, it's not unique to masses, but I think a lot of bars, you know, you get conversations about people passing away and that type of stuff, and for one time, I thought, you know, maybe it would be a good thing to change Masses Tavern's name to Who Died? Because, I mean, it's literally, you know, that's sort of what people would drop in, you know, to get the news. Who died today?
Well, what if we just rewrite the Cheers theme song, and then instead of sometimes you got to go where everybody knows your name, we change it to sometimes you got to go where everybody knows who died.
Yeah.
I think you just hit on a whole new bar concept, Mike, that you could easily sell.
How so? How would it work?
Just have a bar called Who Died?
Oh, okay.
It's your own place.
Yeah. Wow.
Jason, can you cue up a karaoke version of the Cheers?
I don't know if I want.
I never watched Cheers.
Push this.
Okay. I always got the impression it was not very realistic as far as bar culture goes. So I never watched it. I mean, did anybody ever die on that show? I mean,
yes.
Coach died first season.
Oh, okay.
Was it first or second season? That was a big loss.
It was because the actor died.
Okay.
Yeah, because
so,
the actual actor
died. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, yeah. See, I'm not even aware of that.
Yep.
What's that?
I've been watching Cheers for the past year, and I have a very relevant story about a death on Cheers.
Okay.
There was a guest actor who was playing a character who got married to Carla, and he was playing a hockey player.
Well, I know this one.
His
last meal wasn't even what he wanted, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the rumor was he had a radio show, and he said that he liked being on Cheers, except he had to kiss Rhea Perlman, and they killed him.
Oh, wow.
Damn right, they killed him. Yeah. Rhea Perlman's great.
Yeah, but joke's on them because it ended up being so heartfelt that I remember it.
I do remember that. That was a good one.
Yeah. She didn't feel like toasting the bread.
Yeah.
And then the thing that she took away from her husband dying the most was that his last meal wasn't even what he really wanted.
Hey, thanks for the call, Joe.
Did that actor ever work again? I mean,
that was it. That wiped out his career.
Really?
He wiped out his career.
By being an idiot, saying something like that.
I'm doing this for Pat because I just want to see where this goes. So give me a second. Mm-hmm. Let me bring this up. This is for you, Pat.
Okay.
Whenever you want to do this.
Okay. You guys can feel free to edit as I go. Making the way in Bayonne and you don't know where to drink. You have some fun and you on your own and you want to drink a lot. Where will you go to find some friends who also know people who died? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows who died.
Oh, okay. I'm late.
And they all know that they died. You want to drink where people know other people who died. And then they go and everyone has a pint together. Masses Tavern. Do I have to keep going?
No, okay. That's where that works, man. That was well worth it.
Yeah, okay.
That was amazing.
Cool. I'll dedicate that to
the city of Bayonne.
The city of Bayonne.
Is it a city? Is it
a? Yeah, it's a
yeah,
city.
It's a city.
Is it an independent city?
Small municipality, but okay. A city.
Over 60,000.
All right.
Ain't too shabby.
Mike, best show.
I'm sorry about
that. Hey, guys, keep calling 201-332-3484. Mike is in here with us right now. So we're not screening calls. We're getting your calls on overheard conversations. And
should I kill the heat?
Yeah, go ahead and kill the heat. And
okay.
I think we have to do this right now,
should
right?
Should I apologize to anyone else for that for that song, Mike?
No, I thought that was beautiful.
Okay.
Let's hear some more songs.
I think I made Mike mad. I don't know.
Did that make Mike mad?
I think I made him
mad. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Who is this?
I'm going to make you guess. Who is this?
Jason Gore.
Oh my God.
Pat Byrne.
Oh my God.
You got
God.
It in the first try.
Pat, AP Mike.
Oh my
All three
God.
Of us. He got Jason's name.
Wow. Bob, how are you? Tom is not here tonight,
is
Bob. This is Jason. This
is took studio. It right away.
Jason,
took
man. Right away. Jason, what's up, man?
It's all three of us, though.
It's all three of us in
yeah,
the studio filling in for Tom.
I had a little accident.
Oh, no. What was your accident?
Quite an accident. I fell flat on my face.
Oh, good Lord. Was this
yeah,
weather-related?
There's concrete in the street, man. They let the piece of concrete up. Down goes Bob. And, but I'm fine. I might have a little scar on my nose, but that's about it. I thank God for everything. And if there's anybody out there that helped me that day that I fell, I want to thank you very much.
Was it icy?
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. It was... one of those things, you know.
I go
come
down
on,
at least
God, you know?
At least once a winter I go down.
I do too.
I almost went down.
Wait, where? I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Well,
just falling in the weather.
I got a little song that says the way I feel. You want
to
hear it?
I would love to hear this song, Bob.
I'm going to pick myself up, shake myself off, and start it all over again. Yeah, that's the way. Find success when you think you're a good thing. Well, if you're down, if you're blue, you bounce right back like the rubber ball, dude. Just pick yourself up, shake yourself up, find the rubber. I mean, you're being closed out. Start it all over again.
Ooh.
Love it.
How'd you do that to your voice?
Yeah, I heard
love
some
it.
My show.
You hit like three octaves at the same time.
It was like something like a reverberation.
It was a reverberation.
Yeah. Going on in your throat. How do you do that, Bob? Can you do that at will? That you did like a little reverberation in your throat.
Yeah, I got a little thing in my throat. At the end, yeah, it's supposed to be. And again.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bob. In my throat. Bob. This is Pat. How's it going, Bob? This is Pat.
Yeah. The Superboard Revolution's going strong, and I call it Superboard Revolution now. And Pat, I want to thank you for everything, man.
I want to thank you for everything. I actually have a question for you, Bob. So you put out that record, that 45, that is impossible for me to find. I've been looking for it on Discogs and everything. On the Cool record label
cool
was a Harrison,
yeah.
Harrison, New Jersey. Who else was on that label back in the day?
George Quarter Jr. He died last year. And there's quite a few guys still around singing on that label, I guess.
Oh, wait. There's someone still alive from that recorded on that label?
Pardon me?
You said that another artist who recorded on that label is still with us?
Yeah, I guess there's quite a few. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. I just know you can look them up on the phone, you know?
I've been searching. So it was a Harrison, New Jersey-based label. Whose label was it?
I have no idea. I heard once that Connie Francis owned it once. I don't know. I'm not
really?
Sure.
I'm
really not sure, Pat.
Well, let me ask you this. How did you get hooked up with them?
Yeah, how did you get that single out on Cool Records?
Well, it's a long story. I'm from Hudson, upstate Hudson, New York, and my... A guy heard me singing one day and said he wanted to put me on a record, you know. And I was doing like record hops and shows like that. And it's quite a you know.
I'm interested
story.
In it.
I mean, are there, like to do it.
Are there any other recordings from that time period, Bob?
Any recordings
besides the Rockabilly Yodel? Are there any other recordings that you did around that time period?
No, I just did that. The other song is called "The Vow of Love," and
that's the B side.
Yeah, that was it back then. Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. I'm glad you shed some light on that. I've been wondering about it, and I still will look for that record.
Pat's looking for that record everywhere.
And let me think, because you know I have some roots in Harrison, but I don't know. I was just curious. But Mike has a question, Bob.
Bob doesn't. You don't have any laying around still. You don't have a box that.
Yeah, no, I didn't even have a copy of myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a great single. It's really, it's interesting. It's an interesting artifact. What was like the New Jersey rockabilly scene like back then?
It was pretty cool. Yeah, you know, I mean.
A lot of independent artists floating around trying to record records.
Yeah, quite a few. This guy, Marvin Rainwater, had a big hit called Gonna Buy Me a Bluebird.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of big hits back then, yeah.
I'm interested in that. Yeah, I'm wondering who else was recording stuff like that. But okay, cool. I'm glad you could talk to us about it. I've been I hear you on, and sometimes I'm just like, there's so much more to the story. So this has been cool. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. Super Bowl Revolution's really getting out there, Pat. Thanks for everything.
Yeah.
And, did you see the Elvis Presley special?
Did I see what?
The Elvis Presley special the other night?
No, I wanted to see it though.
Yeah, I
actually
want to see that.
I knew it was coming up, but I forgot when it was airing, and I meant to watch
it. You can catch it. You can find it on demand.
Yeah.
And,
what channel was it on?
I think 7.
Oh.
You know, Adam Lambert. He ruined Bruce Wayne's shoes, but. They redeemed it again with Shelton.
Oh, Adam Lambert ruined Blue Suede Shoes?
That's terrible, man.
He's
doing a good job with Queen. I am going to give him that.
Less is more with an old hit like that. Yeah.
Did a better job on it.
That makes two people spin their graves, both Carl Perkins and Elvis.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
A lot of grave spinning.
Yeah. The one with all the money.
Who else was on this show?
Yeah.
Was my favorite singer Bradley Cooper on there?
You ain't nothing.
I'm going to look up the lineup right now. Hold
Bradley.
You know who I was surprised? You ever hear the guy Post Malone?
Yeah.
Boy, he really is good, man.
Really?
Really?
I like his
Avalanche Bob likes Post Malone.
Rocking, man. Okay.
I like his tattoos.
He's good.
I got the lineup right here.
Bob, would you ever get a face tattoo?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
All right,
maybe
sure.
Cover up the little sky. No,
okay.
I don't think so, maybe.
Guess what song Keith Urban did?
Keith Urban.
I don't. Probably Suspicious Minds.
Burning Love.
Burning Love.
Guess what Sean? Guess what song?
Sean Puffy Combs.
Blake Shelton. Guess what he did?
I'm gonna say Suspicious Minds.
Trouble Guitar Man.
Oh, okay,
that's a good one. That's a little off the beaten track.
John Fogerty. Oh, wild guess.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna say Suspicious Minds.
Jailhouse Rock.
Great. Yeah, John Fogerty and. Okay, Blake Shelton was good.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, you know,
Suspicious Minds.
Max David. And
Heartbreak Hotel.
Okay. Did you ever hear Max Davis?
Darius Rucker.
Baby, get hooked on me.
Yeah, I know
Hold
that
my
song.
Hand.
Suspicious Minds. No.
Man, I was shocked to see him.
One night, actually.
Okay.
It was. He did one night. And wait, John Legend.
A lot of great songs for all of us, yeah.
Wait, I'm going to find the person who actually did Suspicious Minds, and I'm going to make...
Watch, it's not even in the show.
Guess. It wasn't in the show.
It wasn't even in the show.
I missed that song. I got something.
Wait a minute. It wasn't in the show.
Best Elvis song. So missed opportunity.
Was it the 50th anniversary of this airing? Because the comeback special was, what, 60?
68, wasn't it?
68 comeback.
68, yeah.
So this would have been.
So they're just a little late getting this on the air.
This was pitched and then shelved for like winter.
What do you mean a delay?
Yeah.
Well, Bob, thanks so much, and thank you for.
Thanks for talking rockabilly with us. It was cool.
Great talking to you, man.
Have a good one, Bob.
Let us know when you're playing.
I got something in my throat at the end.
Oh, completely. Hey,
we liked it.
And stay upright. Don't fall.
No, I only fall up.
Okay.
But seriously, keep us posted when you're playing, Bob.
I got another song you want to hear it about. I put it on Facebook. I'm getting quite a. It's called.
Okay.
Lights Get Out of My Way.
Okay. Let's do it. Well, let's do one more song from Avalanche Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun
with the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome. Thank you.
They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Okay, life is tough. To get through it, man, I knew it was going to be rough. But I knew when I came back in this world, it wasn't going to be easy for any boy or girl. Yeah, life's so many barriers and more twists and turns than I can say. But I know I got soul inside of me, and with God's help, I'm reaching my destiny. Oh, I want to keep on rocking, though. I'll never start rocking. Hey, life, get out of my way. I keep on rocking. Hey, I'll never stop rocking. Hey, life, hear what I say. Hey, what I say. Life, you know what, man? I'm going to send you to school. You're going to learn the golden rule. But school didn't turn out to me for well. More like a trip to hell. But I kept on rocking. No, I'll never stop rocking. Hey, life, get out of my way. I keep on rocking. Hey, I'll never stop rocking. Hey, life, hear what I say. Hey, what I say. Well, I say, no, man, send you to work. The work just treated me like a jerk.
What is this, American?
And the only thing kept me from the cold was the music in my soul. And I kept on rocking. Hey, I'll never stop rocking. Hey, life, get out of my way. I keep on rocking. Hey, I'll never stop rocking. Hey, life, hear what I say. Hey, what I say. My wife said, man, I'll make you older. Yeah, Kate, you're going to be standing out there. You're going to be colder. I said, life, hell, you're a winner. I ain't getting older. I'm getting better. And I keep on rocking. Hey, I'll never stop rocking. Hey, life, get out of my way. I keep on rocking. Hey, I'll never stop rocking. Hey, life, hear what I say. Hey, what I say. And life said, you know, man, you and me, we're going to go into a boxing ring. When I get through with your butt, you won't be able to sing. Life was standing with black trunks. I was wearing brown. Life must have weighed about 260 million pounds. But I hit life with a hurricane twist and a snowboard punch in the mouth. When I hit a little punch in the mouth, I'm going to start right out. And I keep on rocking. Hey, I'll never stop rocking. Hey, life, get out of my way. Keep on rocking. Hey, I'll never stop rocking. Hey, life,
get out of my way.
Well, I got better thing to do. I can't worry about you. Get out of my way. Well, I care about the world and the future, boys and girls. Get out of my way. I don't care about age. I'm too much in a red. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Bunker little lady, hey. Get out of my way. Pat Burns said, get out of my way. Bunker lady, hey. Happy Mike said, get out of my way. Bunker little lady, hey. Oh, Jason Gore said, get out of my way. Bunker little lady. Tom Fenn said, get out of my way.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Bob. We'll talk to you soon.
Maybe now inspire everybody.
Take care.
Let us know when you're playing a show.
Hey, Bob, have you ever thought of spoken word poetry?
World Revolution, roll on.
Question Bob, asked, Bob. Question answered.
Hey, Bob, one last question.
Bob, I had a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of spoken word poetry? Because, like, that song had a little bit of a, sort of a spoken word. You weren't, like, really singing, but you were, you know, you sort of getting sort of...
Yeah.
Beat poet.
Yeah, what if you just did something like that, and it's just the whole thing is sort of spoken word?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Think about that.
He hates your idea.
Okay. Superboard Starman out. Yeah, okay.
All right. Bye, Bob. That was the worst idea you could have ever told. He hated every second of that.
He just gomped us.
Yeah. We got gomped.
Yeah. By Avalanche Bob.
Can you also imagine, like, I was thinking about this during that song, what it's like to be neighbors with Avalanche Bob?
Yeah.
While he's doing these songs?
I'm probably
used to it by now.
I noticed he left the television on in the background, too.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Guess who did Blue Suede Shoes?
We already know, Adam Lambert.
Yeah, you're right. Oh. That was quizzing you. Guess who did Little Sister?
Lady Gaga.
Dierks Bentley.
Okay. So those old country people wasn't really...
Josh Groban did It's Now or Never.
Good God. I'm glad I missed this whole thing.
Yeah,
Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Brett Davis calling in from Brooklyn, New York.
Here he is. Yeah.
Hey, Brett.
Yeah, remember me?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Brett, how are you, man?
Me and Jason are going to go get a soda. Yeah.
We're good.
We'll leave you on with Mike.
Yeah, we got it. There's a little beef here between Mike.
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't listening to the show. I was doing a comedy show.
Uh-huh.
I got notifications on my phone.
Yeah.
And I want to address whatever the issue seems to be.
A little.
Congrats. You're really getting through this episode.
Woo!
30 minutes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really coming up time. But yeah, let's
get out of my way.
Stretching.
Brett, real quick, did you watch the Elvis tribute on ABC earlier this week?
I did not, no.
Okay. Mike, it's all yours.
But it's on my list now.
I was just thinking, you know, it's been a while since I've been a guest on another podcast. And
yeah.
One in particular, I thought I'd have gotten a call by now, but still nothing.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, you know,
I know you're backed up, I guess, right?
If there's any specific podcast you want me to put in a good word for you, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know you've got the finger on the pulse. I mean, I'm sort of, just sort of drifting. But all right, yeah, that would be helpful.
Speaking of podcasts, Jason, I would love to actually have you a guest on the podcast for laundry.
I'd love to do it. Let's do it.
All right.
I would love to do that.
Long overdue.
Yeah, it's completely long overdue. I was telling Mike when he was talking about it. I'm like, I haven't been on it either.
Now, are there actual washer machines and dryers involved in the podcast, or is it? You know, like the new phony. Have you seen Talk Stoop lately, where they do it in a window?
I haven't seen the new season, no, but I'm a fan.
It's all inside now. Yeah, it's like a soundstage with a stoop.
It's a phony stoop next to a window.
Yeah.
And they're carrying on even the tradition, even though the person was let go, right? She was fired. The original Talk Stoop.
Who was the original Talk Stoop?
I can't remember her name. But she did it for years. What was her name?
I know this because I've done a Comedy Central put out a Talk Stoop parody I made. So.
Oh, okay.
I think Carson Daly's hosting it now.
Well, but I came across that one day. I'm like, really? This is how Talk Stoop ends with, you know.
This is what they've stooped to?
They've stooped to stairs in a studio.
It's now hosted by a woman named Nessa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's not knocking the stoop now.
Brett's had her on his podcast.
What if we can get you on Talk Stoop, Mike?
No, I want to be on a real stoop. You know, I don't want to be on a phony stoop.
Okay.
And they had a dog on the stoop too on the old show. I wonder where the dog went.
Could you start the Cheers music over again, please, Jason?
So about the laundry show. I mean, is there real laundry? I thought maybe you just went out to other towns like. Bayonne has a great laundromat. I'd like you to maybe visit it. Maybe you could do a remote from it's called Soup.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's where Jason and I can do our...
Hey, that's perfect. I can drive down there.
Soup. It's called Super Suds.
Yeah.
It's a great laundry.
Yeah, let's do it there. Mm-hmm. Whenever you want to do it, Brad, I'm down. Mike, you could come by afterwards.
See how it goes. See how it works.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Swing by masses afterward.
Yeah.
Find out who died.
Cue it.
There?
Yeah.
Brett, what do you got going on, man? What's going on with you?
Well, I'm doing this the podcast for laundry.
Yes.
It's a little awkward between me and Pat. We had some trouble on our episode, but I feel like we've worked through it.
Do you really feel like, Pat, what do you think? Because you're kind of not even paying attention to this.
Well, I'm actually on Twitter DMing Jason Woodbury about reissue labels for the Bob Crimby Rockabilly record story. But
glad you could be present here, Pat.
Yeah. I just think that there's a big market for Avalanche Bob's old Rockabilly 45s from the 50s. I mean... He's an outsider artist. There's a lot of, you know, if you think about, you know, going back to maybe like the Shags or something. I mean, there's people will like when, you know, years from now, they will think of him as a genius.
So when we do our episode, Brett, I'm not going to talk about anything like this, like the Pat's talking about. I'm going to stay on subject and be present in the moment.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I'd happily talk about Avalanche Bob's career if Avalanche Bob were to join us.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah. Would you have Avalanche Bob on?
No.
Okay.
No, would not.
Okay. He throws the line.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
There was a series of episodes where Brett was in jail.
Okay.
And they released a podcast, and he got some pretty good guests to come on, actually, but they all had to visit him in jail. And I'm the reason he went to jail.
But you guys are cool now.
Cool like the cool like the 1950s label from Harrison, New Jersey, Cool Records. Yeah.
Exactly. We are like that kind of cool.
Yes. It's spelled with a K, and that's all I got to say about that.
Perfect. Well, Brett, whenever you want me on, I am available.
And you know, I'd actually love to have AP Mike on as well.
Oh, that would be nice.
So nice. I would be
I'll come back on.
Very honored to be on your show.
Yeah. No, we should have a little podcast party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I will say this isn't the first time that Mike has brought it up. He has brought it up before. And not in terms of like anger that he hasn't been on the show, but just in terms of like
it's been eating at me. You know, something just gnaws on your insides. You know, just like a daily presence that you even begin to ignore after a certain time. Well, but it's still there. It's just like a little like an ulcer. Like you know, a sort of ulcer that says Brett Davis.
Well, I'm glad to have inspired an ulcer.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it. I'd love everybody listening to take a swing on the podcast if you haven't already.
Definitely.
Use the support.
It's a great show that I would love to do whenever you will have me.
Of course. I'll send you both a message very soon.
Yeah, man.
Hey, how are the Forever Dogs?
They're great. Well fed, well behaved,
good.
Quiet during every recording.
Those dogs are cool, man.
Yeah.
You know what? You're cool too. You're cool, man.
Hey. Likewise,
what,
Pat.
What, whatever happened
you're,
to
you're
the
cool,
uh,
you're cool like the obscure record label.
Yeah.
What,
you
what,
and me both.
What happened to that wrestling movie you guys were working on?
Oh yeah,
that's a funny story.
Got away from us, we're still working on it. I feel like my body has completely changed in the few years that we've been working on it.
I had a cameo. They were working on a movie, and they shot. I had a cameo. What was I? A manager, I believe.
Yeah,
I remember. We shot it in a park in Bayonne, and I was so hungover that day. I mean, I was lucky I got through it without, you know, vomiting. I mean, I was in such bad condition, but you know, I did all right in my acting scenes, right?
Oh, absolutely, and a lot of that footage has been used in the TV show.
Oh, has it?
Especially without Brett Davis.
Oh, okay.
Also still in existence, but you know, limping across the finish line now.
But now you're the longest running show there, right?
We beat Chris Gethard.
Yeah.
We just celebrated 4 years. An announcement will be coming.
You'll never beat Robin Bird.
Show.
That's amazing, man. Yeah. That's a good run.
Robin Bird was on that channel?
Robin Bird was on, MNN.
Oh. I mean, she was on the air when I was going to school.
I was saying, Brett's
All three of you, including very recently, have been on the show as well. So thank you for those appearances.
Great experience.
I live a block away from you now, too, from the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you will get a lot of desperate messages.
That's what I'm saying. Soon. If you ever need me to pop in, man, I'm literally a block away.
He meant for prop storage.
For prop storage, yeah.
A lot of our regular guests are finding success outside of the public access realm, which makes it a little harder to continue the show
with
the ease that we had before. But
now they're just like, I don't want to do it. It's just a lot of no's.
We record at 11 p.m. in Columbus Circle.
Yeah.
And feature mostly people that live in deep Bushwick. So it's fair. It's fair.
No, it's a great show, man. And it's been fun every time I've been on. It's been a blast.
Oh, I appreciate it.
So, well, Brett, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it, man.
Dude, are you going to have me do a song?
If you have a song, I'd love one.
Do you want to do the Cheers song that I did earlier? Improv.
I'm just gonna freestyle it.
Yeah, let's do it. Waka haka duka waka diga nigga waka he waka duka waka ni waka haka
waka waka haka haka waka haka. Yeah,
beautiful.
That was good.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Brett.
He's gone.
And an ad and for. It was also an ad for Waikiki.
It
tourism.
It is really great for the Hawaiian tourism
Hawaiian
board.
Flavor to it.
It did, a little bit.
Yeah. Would you say it had a bit of a Hawaiian punch to it?
I heard that one coming from a mile away.
Is that still around, Hawaiian punch?
Oh, yeah. They're never going to kill Hawaiian punch.
In fact, the
cars run on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, the chemical plant that produces it is right. It's in Hackensack.
The Hawaiian punch? Okay. Best show, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Nicholas Tanak from New Jersey.
How's it going?
Nicholas, how's it going, man?
What's going on? Having a good time, you know. Love the show. Love you guys. I have, first of all, Brett Davis. Brett Davis was on my show. I have an interview show, and it's all about laundry. And I had two French maids in the background folding laundry, and it drove them crazy.
Nice.
You've never had Mike on your show.
I'm available.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm available.
You want to be on the show?
He's trying to branch out, man.
I'm branching out.
Yeah.
My marketing team is like, you know, get out there, Mike.
The subject matter is a little weird. Brett has like a laundry fetish, and the whole thing is usually about that. I don't know, but you do like that magazine, I remember. So maybe we could talk about that.
What, Club International?
Well, we haven't said this yet. Guess who did the first episode of Podcast for Laundry?
Yeah, Sharpley. I love
Tom
that.
Sharpley.
That was really, really funny.
Tom Sharpley.
So, okay, the topic, I don't want to, one thing I never want to do is waste anyone's time on this show. So, I have overheard conversations. That's
yes,
the subject?
That's it.
Okay. So, I'm in, this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. So, I'm in Wegmans. Wegmans in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Okay. At the time she wasn't my assistant, we were just like colleagues, you know, and we're sitting at Wegmans at this table, and there's this couple, not an other couple, I wasn't with her as a couple, but like there's this couple at the table, and they're arguing, and they're just like, and the guy is super angry, right? And he's just like, I can't even understand what he's saying. He's just going like, like he's mumbling angry words. Sounded like a badger or something. And what happens is, so he just like kind of sat back, his arms folded, then he picks up his iPhone. This is in the food court. I don't know, I'm sure you're familiar with Wegmans. Upstairs is like this food court.
It's too fancy for
you. Go downstairs,
it's a real fancy grocery store.
And so the guy just starts watching stuff on his phone. And then, you know, so I'm with the woman I'm with, and she, and I'm like, what is going on here? Then all of a sudden I hear moaning. And then, so the woman goes, are you watching porn in Wegmans?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you didn't have to, blah, 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 and I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
I couldn't, and they just keep on going back, and they're arguing. It's getting heated up. And so he's eating his food. He's eating like chicken or fish or something, and he's got something at the end of his fork, you know, and he's eating his food, and like she said something that really made him mad. They're obviously furious at each other. He stands up, right, knocks the as he stands up, it knocks the wooden chair over on its back, and it echoes throughout Wegmans. And he's got the fork in his hand, like a piece of fish at the end of it, and he points it at her. And I'm not going to curse because this is a family show, but he goes, bleep you, you could suck five bleeps in hell.
Okay,
and he throws it at her and walks away.
Yeah.
And that was something that I've never experienced. We just sit there like,
Yeah.
What were they arguing about? We couldn't hear everything. I overheard some of the conversation, but not all of it.
Five and Bleeps in Hell is my name of my new one-man show.
Okay.
And why five?
Well, I mean,
isn't technology great that now you can watch porn in Wegmans?
In a really classy grocery store.
Yeah, I
would take it anywhere you want. It's everywhere.
Also, the fact that they have Wi-Fi that strong. Every grocery store I've ever been to, the Wi-Fi's kind of been crap.
Oh, yeah.
So, well done streaming side, Wegmans.
I've never gone to a
grocery store?
Grocery store for Wi-Fi.
Well, I mean, if you're there and you're looking at something and you're not getting a good cellular connection, it works. Works well.
I've just said goodbye.
Great for watching pornography, Paps.
I say goodbye to that cell service the second I walk through the bing-bong.
That's something Wegman say can goodbye advertise. To it.
Yeah.
Know, that, you know, our Wi-Fi is so good you can watch porn in our stores.
Oh, Tom's going to love the direction we've gone with tonight's show. Thanks so much for the call, Nick.
Have a great night, everybody. Take care.
You too. Mike, overheard conversations?
I was kind of the focus. I was sort of being overheard and felt a little – I had a little pressure. I went to one of the fans of the show, mm-hmm. Chris Calabrese, has a barbershop in Keyport, New Jersey. And he bought a bunch of stuff for me. And, you know, he mentioned that he owned a barbershop. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's – I'm back and forth past Keyport quite a bit, and I figured, you know, hey, well, give back to, you know, a fan. So I needed a haircut last week, and I stopped into his shop. Real nice shop. I don't know if you know Keyport at all. It's a nice little town.
Keyport Fishery.
Where is that?
Delicious fish sandwiches, Keyport Fishery.
It's near Keensburg. I worked for a while in Keensburg.
Jay Insult.
It's a little north of Keensburg.
Works in a library.
Right off the parkway, exit 117. I went there, and it's a nice little shop. And he's got three chairs. I was, you know, I waited a little while, and then I had him cut my hair. But then, you know, there's some other customers came in, and we're talking about the show. And I'm thinking, like, what are they must be thinking, like, what's this guy? Who is this guy?
You know? Right, right.
And they're kind of listening in, and every once in a while they join the conversation. So it was kind of, I felt a little pressure, but it was a good experience. And then we took a picture at the end. He's got a nice barber pole inside the shop. And but I'm sure as I walked out, the first thing these other guys said, "Who the hell was that?" Like, it's like they had no idea, you know. But I, you know, while the conversation's going on, I was just getting these looks, like, "Who's this guy?" You know. I hope this guy doesn't come back ever again.
What are they? Were they regulars or?
Yeah, it's, you know, I went in the afternoon, and you know, there was a couple. It seemed like some regulars.
Yeah.
He gave me a little sticker.
Oh, that's cool,
man. Yeah, he's a. He's a deadhead.
Oh, that's really cool.
So we had that in common.
I love that.
Now, this is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a picture of that. Put it on the the Twitter.
This should be the logo for my Rockabilly reissue label. That's
you could call it that, too, and you've already got stickers.
Yeah.
This could be a new thing, you know, where I can...
Where you know, go places?
Give back, yeah. You know, maybe I can make some side deals.
Mike gives back.
You know?
Mike gives back. Yeah. It's a community outreach program, Mike.
I think Uncle Floyd was doing that towards the end of his career.
This is a very Uncle Floyd drawing, too.
Yeah.
Best show, you're on the air. Mike's giving back.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Good. Who's this?
Oh, it's Mike in Omaha.
Mike from Omaha. Do you have one for the topic tonight, Mike?
Yeah, overheard.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other night I overheard something at a bar that I just can't stop thinking about ever since I heard it.
Okay.
This guy was talking about this music festival he went to. It was put on by the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Mm-hmm. And
they're still out there.
Yeah. They're getting it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was called the name was what got me, though. It was called the Crankin' and Skankin' Festival.
Love it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Where is that? Where do they have that festival?
Is it in Massachusetts, like outside of Boston?
Yeah, they're only doing that in Boston.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they're not doing a festival anywhere outside of Boston.
Are they from there?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, Pat. Crankin' and Skankin'. So are you going to Crankin' and Skankin' this year? Did you get tickets? Do you get the early bird pass?
Yeah, if they have another one, hell.
Yeah. I go, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go to the Crankin' and Skankin'.
Now, do they have two separate tents, you know, for the Crankin' and then...
And one for the Skankin'.
One tent for the Skankin'.
Yeah.
You know? So the, I mean, that would be nice, you know, if you, you know.
And then another one just for the hype man.
Yeah.
The boss tone.
This would tent I'd be spending most of my time in.
Crankin'.
No.
Skankin'?
Yeah, Skankin'.
You'd be in the Skankin' tent. Yeah,
let's make that the new topic for the rest of the...
Crankin' or Skankin'?
What tent? Okay.
Let's do a poll.
332-3484. Which tent would you be in?
When you feel the next call, make sure you ask that on the answer.
I will ask. Mike from Omaha, thank you for the call.
Yep. Have a great night, folks.
You too. Okay. 201-332-3484. I am Dudio. You've got Mike. You've got Pat. We're filling in for the best show tonight, if you're just tuning in. You know, Tom had a little family issue to take care of. We think he was even already at the studio.
He might have been here. And, yeah. and he also, we should point out, he's fine.
He's fine.
And he, yeah. it's, yes. it's, he's he assured us he's okay. It's,
yeah,
it's not a health
completely.
Thing. He just had to run home, right. And we're hoping everything's fine. And it sounds like it is. So he'll be back next week, most likely, and everything's cool.
And we're already here, and, you know, despite two or three dudes on a message board hating when we do a fill-in, we thought,
oh, thanks for telling me that.
Let's
now
do
I'm
a fill-in.
I'll be running outside with my hands in my pits, just pacing, thinking about
yes,
life.
But, yeah, thinking about what
thanks,
the internet
Jace.
Thinks about you. It's great.
Oh,
best show, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, cranking or skanking?
This is Dash and Elizabeth.
Dash?
Dash and Elizabeth. Yeah. I know this Dash.
Yeah, you do. Hey, Pat.
Hey, cranking or skanking?
Oh, skanking for sure.
Skanking. Woo! There you go.
All right. Thanks for the call. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm just kidding.
It was great, Dash. Bye. What you got for us, Dash?
I got a quick one
okay.
for the topic. This was a few years ago. I was at a mall that had a Cheesecake Factory in it.
Oh, yeah. In New Jersey?
In New Jersey,
so
yep.
This is Willowbrook Mall, right?
It's in Edison, the Menlo Park Mall.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Even one in Jersey City now.
What, there's a Cheesecake
oh,
Factory
yeah,
in Jersey?
Oh, yeah, there's one in Short Hills, too.
Oh, man.
Pavone, Newport.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in a mall in Menlo Park with a Cheesecake Factory.
Yes, and I'm walking by it, and I'm about to cross paths with these two just, like, massive meathead dudes. And they're talking loudly to each other.
Uh-huh.
I'm just crossing, and I just hear this beautiful snippet that I wish could have gone on forever. One guy says to the other, "Yo, bro, it smells good." The other guy goes, "Yeah, man, it's a Cheesecake Factory." And he goes, no, it smells like burgers. Yeah, it's the Cheesecake Factory. Yeah, yeah. No, bro, it smells like burger. And they're like out of my ears.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that probably went on for 2 hours.
I hope so, all the way to the parking lot.
Well, thank you, Dash.
Do they have good burgers?
Good night, guys.
Do they have good burgers? Yeah, they have good burgers. That's
I've
okay.
I've never been to one.
It's like a $40
I'm
burger.
From reports from places I've never been to. Never been to a Wegmans. Never been to a Cheesecake Factory.
Piggly, you know, Piggly Wiggly.
Do you know how you're
I'm
listening to, like, you're, like, catching up with records that you haven't?
Yeah.
These are, like, experiences.
Okay, yeah.
You should do a Wegmans now. You should do a... Maybe that's a podcast.
Put it on my bucket list.
Yeah.
My bucket list.
Mike's bucket list.
I finished my Metallica run. Oof.
So
I was glad you played some good music at the top of the show because my ears have been bleeding from myself.
Did you end the Metallica run?
And Justice for All.
Okay.
You know, I haven't posted about it, but
uh-huh.
you know, I had those first four albums. You know, they're critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, maybe I should give them a shot. I think I was probably read an article like that stuff is great. You know, it's like
you rode the lightning.
Yeah, and I saw them. They'd show up occasionally in the used bins. I'm like, all right, you know, maybe it's good. I'll give it a listen. But no,
you didn't like it.
Oh man.
So out of all the Metallica records you listened to in this process,
yeah.
Which one stood out? that you enjoyed the most? Even
maybe
if it
maybe
was,
the first one,
yeah,
because it was a little faster. You know, yeah. The first one almost sounds like more of a hardcore record than a metal record to me.
Right.
And I was surprised that they do that sort of fast guitar stuff, but that one sounded like a hardcore record to me. And I'm not a big hardcore fan either, but
it was the closest to thrash.
Yeah, and then it started just getting sludgier and. And the lyrics, and they print the lyrics. Every album, they give the lyrics to you. Like, this stuff is gold, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll sit there, and I'm reading the lyrics, and I'm like, God, this is – some of this stuff is, like, barely coherent. You know, it's like – particularly on the last one, I thought maybe the lyrics are getting better.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Injustice for All, the lyrics, they're just saying words that – and like destruction, construction. They just saying a bunch of words that have the same suffix. And that occurs in like three or four songs. And I'm like, are you kidding me with this stuff? And
They were, I mean, heavy, heavy drinkers by that point.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I think from the get-go, you know, it's like but it's also the like lack of humor or fun to the music. You know, I'm looking at the album art on Injustice for All. They're scowling. And there's a drawing, there's two photos.
Yeah.
And they've got these faces like, you know, they're rock gods and they're like mad, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like, why should I buy this album? You know, these guys, I'm making these guys make more of this stuff that makes themselves so
right.
mad.
Right.
You know, so maybe I should not buy their music anymore. Maybe they'll lighten up, you know?
Wait, so you were buying this music?
Well, I bought them when I saw Muse, you know? I mean, I even have, like, remember the early compact disc had the little thing about telling you how great the sound is and stuff? So it's like, yeah, I mean, I've got these old CDs, you know? I see they're putting out box sets. They put out a box set of Injustice for All. It's like seven CDs.
And they still didn't bring the bass back.
And people are, you know, and it got really good reviews on Metacritic. It was like it was like at the top of the list this year.
Yeah.
The seven CD box set of Injustice for All. And I'm like, who listens?
Not for Mike.
Who listens to this stuff?
Not for Mike.
God. Yeah.
We have a caller on, but I do want to say really quickly that John Solomon on Twitter currently has a good poll going on. Cranking or skanking?
I voted.
50-50.
Have you?
Uh-huh. We're at 50-50 right now.
Uh-huh. At John Solomon, J-O-N, S-O-L.
So far it's even.
O-M-O-N.
Even on cranking, even on skanking. Best show, you're on the air.
I'm going to fix that right now.
Hi there, guys.
Hi, who's this?
This is Paul from Toronto.
Paul from
Hi,
Toronto.
Hi, Studio. Hi, Mike and Pat.
Toronto.
What's going on, Paul?
I got one for the topic.
Let's do it.
Okay, so bear with me now because it's kind of a weird story, but and if anyone is from Toronto and listening right now, they might be familiar with the Galleria Mall.
Does it have a Cheesecake Factory in it? Does it have a Cheesecake Factory? Do you guys have Cheesecake Factory?
Dead malls. It's about like they're basically demolish it right now.
Oh, like, so it was like a once a really great mall, but now it just has like a GameStop and like a off-brand clothes place.
Yeah. No, basically
better than most malls.
It has like a Planet Fitness, a grocery store, a drugstore, and that's pretty much it.
Wow.
But
high quality
it's like
mall.
This fabled thing because it basically like, you know, a couple years ago it was like this, you know, kind of trapped in time. You go in there. I was trying to get Tom to go on Twitter. Like, I was like, you got to check this out. You need to see this.
Okay.
Anyways. Okay, so I like to go there, like, you know, do some light grocery shopping there. Well, they also have the LCBO there. You might need to explain to I need to explain to Mike, actually, after the fact, like, of how buying booze in Toronto is completely different from Bayonne.
How so?
Have you bought booze in Bayonne? Have you bought booze in Bayonne?
No, actually, I've never been to the United States when I was legal age, but that's beside the point. Anyways,
or
back
is
to
it?
The topic.
Okay, so we're back in the crap mall.
And it's funny you should say that, because this was a conversation I've overheard in the men's room there.
Okay.
All right.
Led you right to it, and Mike loved that.
And the story is, yeah, just going downhill.
You know, it's a two-seater.
Yeah. But okay. I mean, just the fact that
the
you have to
next
use...
me is on his telephone.
Uh-huh.
And he's got, like, a real hard Toronto accent.
Uh-huh.
And basically, like, he's on his phone, and he's, I don't know, like, with one of his work associates. I actually transcribed the conversation, and I redacted the, you know, potty mouth words.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it starts out, bleep. You haven't heard anything from security. Hasn't called me. No, it's done. If I see her, I'm going to punch her in the face. Holy bleep. Let her go. She's done. Bleeping awful. Yeah, Dale's not coming back either. I'm going to tell him, bleep, beat it. I don't need him and his... Yes. I'm calling his... No, he's calling his bleeping drug dealers on my bleeping phone. And it goes on like that.
Okay.
Okay, so let's paint the picture. So you're in, like, stall three with a notebook or your notes pad on your phone transcribing all of this?
I'm not going to lie, like... You know, on,
also,
you know, I got you know the iPhone, and I started taking a video, but like just like,
oh
you know,
my
off
God.
The side.
This is quickly becoming evidence.
Where'd the video go? I mean, did you put it up on Facebook?
World Star Hip Hop.
Were you live streaming?
Well, I don't know. Like, I just did it for my personal amusement. Like, uh-huh. I like, you know, I have another one actually like. From this, a place called Caribbean Queen. It's
that's
like
Billy Ocean's place. I've been there. That's good.
No. Well, if you haven't, like, if it wasn't on Lakeshore in Islington.
Yeah, that's where it was. That's that Billy Ocean owns that place. He started it. Mm-hmm. That's where the song came from. He owned the restaurant first and then did the song.
Well, they ripped off the name, but, like...
Well, he didn't rip it off. He wrote the song. If he's going to have his own place.
Well, trust me, like, if you've been to the one in Toronto.
I've been to that one, too, and he's there every day. Seriously, go to Caribbean Queen tonight in the one in Toronto and say, hey, is Billy working? And then Billy Ocean's going to come out.
Well, unless Billy Ocean is a, elderly Trinidadian woman, it's not the same place. But trust me,
oh, we have the phone messed up.
Yeah, thank you. I stopped listening.
How did that...
I stopped listening 10 seconds into that call.
What happened there?
That's he terrible. He was boring and he called. Woo!
Hi!
Show.
Best show, you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, who is this?
It's going good now that I'm talking
God.
To you.
I mean, if it's...
this is Evan from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, reputable city. Go ahead.
Have you been to Caribbean Queen? The one in Islington?
I mean, I don't want that... I don't ever want to relive that. And I will on tonight's edit, but
okay,
go ahead.
So this is Devin in Los Angeles. Is this a Devin we know?
No, this is... Evan.
Evan.
No D.
Yeah, Evan in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yes.
How are you, Evan?
I'm good. How's the show been?
It's good. There's no Tom.
We just took
always...
a little dive, but now we're bouncing back with your call.
Yeah, this is...
Well,
give us a good call, Evan. You got to pull us out of the
Don't say well. Don't say well.
We were just in.
Don't say well.
I mean, the high point really is the Avalanche Bob call tonight so far.
I think that
and Brett Davis.
I would argue the Cheers song was
oh yeah,
I would say
the Cheers song was really great, Pat. I'm not going to say it wasn't. Honestly, that was really good. Evan, what do you got for us? You got one for the topic?
Yeah, not a long, interesting story, but just have you ever overheard someone talking and you realize that it's someone that has your exact same interests and you realize that person sounds completely annoying?
Yes.
Because I was out one time, my then girlfriend, now my wife. We were out to dinner.
Congratulations.
And this guy behind me was just bloviating about everything, and he would not stop talking, and everything he was talking about was something I was interested in or liked. And I just...
it makes you hate yourself a little bit. Yeah, I've been there.
He was just... I was dying, and he was cracking up because everything that he started mentioning was just like, oh, this is something you would talk about. And I just like, I hope I don't sound like that. And so it made me kind of think about how I approach conversations and, yeah.
What was he talking about specifically?
It was like, you know, whatever the latest indie movie out at the time was, and an indie station here in Los Angeles, KXLU.
Okay.
You know, very kind of niche things, but it was like exactly like point by point.
I would say he was probably a fellow hipster.
Exactly, and yeah, I'm might have gone along with them, but just hearing kind of yourself, it's kind of like taking a step back, and I was like, oh, I hope I don't sound.
Here's what it was: you found a much worse version of yourself, and you immediately compared it to you, and we've all done that. And I had this person I hated that was affiliated with some sort of nonprofit thing that I was doing a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like the spouse of the cool person that I liked that was already part of our group. And I was like, oh, this is great. Like, yeah, I'd love to meet your husband. Why don't you bring him by? And then this guy shows up and he is the worst. And, and like the thing is, he loves me. And he keeps asking me to hang out with them.
Yeah.
And, like, and I think this guy sucks. Like, I just thought he was terrible. But then it was, like, kind of all the same reasons that you're talking about. Like, in hindsight, he was, like, a much worse version of me. And I was, like, I'm, like, you know, you don't want to hang out with yourself, obviously. But then when somebody is, like... A funhouse mirror. But what if it's a funhouse mirror version of you?
It'd be interesting.
It for 5 minutes, and then you want to gorge your eyes and ears out.
Come on.
Well, that you get to argue with yourself out loud instead of arguing with yourself internally, which is what most people do.
It's
right?
really good. I imagine it's super therapeutic.
Yeah.
You get a lot of your stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have a question for you. Does your wife like the things that you like? Or was this really good to hear from her? Like, yes, it does sound that bad.
Not all of them.
Okay.
I mean, you know, some things, but she tolerates it. So.
What was he talking about? Like, they might be giants or something?
No. I think it might have been, like, this was a long time ago. It might have been talking about Mulholland Drive when that was out. General music and movies, and yeah, I kind of like at that point in my life, I was trying a little too hard to base my identity on things that I liked and mm-hmm. not necessarily who I was. But now I don't have all the time to be all that interested in things like that anymore. So I don't know what's going on anymore.
Well, I'll ask you one thing: do you know any rockabilly reissue labels that would have an interest in Bob Crimby and the rockabilly yodel from 1950 something? You don't have to answer that.
There's got
to
be some out there. I mean, like...
You don't have to answer
Norton
that.
Norton Records?
It's fine.
Maybe?
Norton, you know, not a bad idea. I have to reach out to...
Is there like a Bakersfield sound, like, label out there? I don't know.
I think Norton, that's a good idea, Mike.
Okay.
The answer was the answer was right next to me.
I guess so.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Evan.
Well, have a good night.
You too.
All
right. That woke me up a little bit, but I think we could still step it up a little bit. Do you want me to sing? Oh.
Did he pass away recently?
Now, Billy Ocean's still alive, right? I hope so.
He passed away recently. It's an R&B guy.
James Ingram.
Oh, okay. I get them mixed up.
Yeah, James Ingram passed away. He did the
American... They were sort of big at the same time, right?
I think so.
80s
same
guys?
Yeah.
80s R&B guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I'd like to do my overheard. It's a quick one. It's not that good. But it's always the one that I remember for some reason.
You're really slating this one up, Pat.
Yeah. Well, it's middle of the show, so
go for
I
it.
Think it's a good time for
no,
it.
No, I love it.
I'm walking around the financial district. I think it was 2005. No, 2007, excuse me. And I was working on a television show. And you do a lot of waiting around outside if you're on the crew, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're in the financial district. It was lunchtime. This guy was walking down the street with his colleague. And he said, "So all in all, it just wasn't the best time to buy a kayak." Right, I got a laugh from Jason. Okay. No, I didn't think it was that good. That's all it was. It always made me think. I always go back to it. I always want to know more, and I never will. But
yeah,
you know, this topic actually,
like, what happened to keep him from getting that kayak?
I gotta say, and I think Tom meant this for this topic. I think he really meant to sell some calendars, because this topic actually lends itself completely to the apmike.bandcamp.com calendar. Mm-hmm. Because the name of the calendar is Down the Bar, and right. It's literally things that AP Mike overheard in the bar. And I think we have a copy here. I think we should just read a couple of gems from it. What do you say,
Mike? No, I
you were so quick to say no.
No, I nixed that.
Yeah.
But I will take the opportunity to thank everybody who ordered last week. I did send out two winners. For Tom, Tom signed a $20 bill, so two people are going to get a $20 bill with their calendar.
Could they have already received it, or has it?
No, they went out today.
They went out
so
today.
It could be you.
So
it could be you, listener.
Watch the mail.
It's not me.
And check the envelope.
I was looking at you, but I wasn't talking.
Yeah. Two lucky people have. There'll be a signed $20 bill from Tom in there.
Wow, that pays for itself.
and I'm gonna sort of go with the same offer.
Okay.
If we can get another 10 people to order calendars, I will give one of the 10 a $20 bill. So
I will sign a dollar bill. Yeah. And put anyway, that in there. That's great.
That's in the mix.
Can we reveal one overheard one, my favorite one from
you're
the
really
calendar?
Sure, which one?
The meatloaf one is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was true. I mean, there are some
are made up.
Yeah, there's a couple embellished or made up, yes.
But the meatloaf one, I don't want to butcher it. If you want to do it, I think it's your calendar. You should do it.
Well, he was in his late 20s, and he said he'd never heard of meatloaf. The food, not the singer. And this, that was one of my customers was talking about a coworker.
Uh-huh.
He was a young guy. Sounded like he was a little bit of a mama's boy.
Okay.
Not very, not much a man of the world or anything. But, he didn't know what meatloaf was as a food. He never been exposed to meatloaf. And he just sort of, how do you get to, that state, that age, and you've never heard of it? Meatloaf.
Where was he from? Was he from Bayonne?
No, he's from New Jersey. Yeah,
okay.
Jersey. Not a Bayonne guy, no.
Meatloaf's a pretty Jersey standard, right?
I think.
That's an American standard,
it's an American
really.
Standard. I mean, it's been kicking around. Maybe it's not so. I mean, I grew up on meatloaf. We had meatloaf every other week.
Yeah.
It was like, it was a staple.
I love meatloaf. Kristen hates it. Hates it. I have to outsource my meatloaf. If
brown
I'm
gravy
have
or
red, I'm a little more on the tomato, sauce.
We had the red sauce as well.
Yeah, that's what I grew up with, the red sauce.
Yeah,
now, if you go to like a Boston Market, they're going to give you the gravy. It's not as
mind the gravy.
I love
either.
That Boston Market later.
Yeah.
There's some great ones on Twitter as well that people are doing.
Well, give us a few of them. And also 201-332-3484. This one is and this is from SD Mariposa.
It's Kaylee. DJ Kaylee.
DJ Kaylee. Oh,
well,
I overheard a young child under 10 telling his dad that he wanted to be a bird when he grows up. The dad was like, "Well, that's not really possible. You can't be a bird. You're a human." And the mom snaps hard, "Don't shoot down his dreams."
Yeah, well, let him dream.
I used to work in Times Square. And every afternoon, they would switch it up. Mario Lopez, who played Slater on Saved by the Bell, but also hosts...
Yes.
Extra.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
Yeah. he does like his segments, and they have like a fake crowd around him. Like there's like maybe 10 people. You know, it's not a crowd. They're people that are like, hey, you want to be behind the... Yeah. So I did it one day. I was like, yeah, I'm getting lunch. I'll go stand behind Mario Lopez. Soon as he, as soon as it ends, I'm kind of like looking through my lunch bag, and I overheard Mario Lopez like yelling at his PAs, like, none of you a-holes got me any lunch. And they're like, Mario, it's okay. No, we'll get it. And he's like, no. And he just like stormed off and went into the Europa Cafe over on the corner and got his own lunch.
Oh boy. Wow.
So.
Poor guy.
I got another one from Twitter.
Go
this
for
is
it.
From Nate Kushner. Says, overheard on lunch on a week on, oh, excuse me, overheard on vacation this weekend, drunk guy at lunch in the hotel restaurant. Man, when they invented wine coolers in the 90s, it changed everything. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You could tweet at us.
Actually, it was the 80s, I think, right?
I think so, too. Maybe even late 70s, but at Best Show for Life if you want to tweet at us.
Yeah. 201-332-3484. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. This is Mary from Lansdale.
Hey, Mary, how are you?
I have had a very long day, but I do have something for the topic.
Go for it.
All right, so this is years and years and years ago. My husband and I were walking down the Ocean City Boardwalk, and we overhear this couple on a date, and he's like this college bro, and they're both like college kids, and he's very bro-y, and he starts saying to the girl, well, now, you know, there are actually, like, you know, everybody thinks there's 50 states, but there's actually 52. And she's an exchange student from Russia, and she's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, no, there's actually 52 states, but it's not what you say. It's not Puerto Rico, and it's not D.C. I think it's like Guam and the Dominican Republic.
All right.
Okay.
And she's just like, and she just looks at him and says, you know, I'm a political science major. That was one of the dumber things I heard.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. He was very adamant, too. He was very insistent. It was great.
That's the best one. Yeah. So when someone like that is just so adamant about, you know, like, oh, I know I'm right. And they just, they just eat it like that.
The cell phone has killed that in a bar. I mean, I used to be part of the fun in a bar when an argument would break out, right?
Yeah.
You know, and people insisting, you know, they're right, and, you know, it goes back and forth. But now, just some smart aleck just has to get the phone out and kills the argument, you know? So, that's really damaged the fun of being in a bar, you know, that these arguments can't, you know, go on forever, you know?
I remember. Exactly. In fact, I won't even look stuff up just because I want to argue with people.
I remember one in Masses was what is the toll for the Bayonne Bridge? And these guys, these two guys went back and forth almost to the point where I thought it was going to get violent because they were both insisting they were right. One of the guys is like, I think he lives to just get into arguments. He's not really a well-liked person at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And people have told him to his face. And, you know, they've really gotten in his face how they can't stand this guy.
Yeah.
But he keeps coming back. And so it's almost like I think he does sort of get a charge out of winding people up. And he's always right. You know, he's not a dumb guy. But he really gets under people's skin. And this particular incident with nobody had a phone, I think, at the time or something. So it just went on and on. They wouldn't stop, and it was all over. What is the toll for the Bayonne Bridge? I mean, ridiculous. But that's what happens to people when they drink. You know, you can go down those paths.
I love it. Yeah,
that's great. Thank you for the call, Mary.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Quick one from Twitter, real quick.
Yeah,
I really like this. Overheard.
Why aren't these people calling in?
Yeah, 201-332-3484.
Okay, sorry.
You got it?
I almost lost it. Here it is. Overheard at Boston's show in Boston in approximately 1993, which is a little bit before their breakout hit.
Right.
This was overheard. Which one is Dickie Bartlett?
All right. 201-332-3484. Quick update. Currently, 38% cranking, 62% skanking.
Yeah.
So
see, we got to fix that.
That is really going up. I can't read that one on the air.
Okay, I'll find you.
Here we go. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? It's Colin in Pittsburgh. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Colin. This is Slice Harvester.
This is me. How's it going?
It's good. My friend. We fought in the punk wars together.
Ah,
true.
We served.
So I haven't been listening because I was at an AA meeting. But I am. I got one for the topic overheard conversations.
Please,
right?
Go for it.
Okay, so Pat, you remember this diner?
Bless you.
Excuse me. In Greenpoint.
Thank you. Good Lord.
At McGarrick Park called Bees. Did you ever go there?
I think Joe took me there once or twice, late night. Was it 24? It was 24 hours?
Nah, but it was open till about midnight. It was this one old lady ran it.
Wow.
She was the only one in there.
Did it have weird wood paneling or something inside?
Yeah, it looked crazy. They ended up getting shut down by the health department because the bathroom that you had to use as a customer was in the apartment in the back, and you had to wash your hands in a bathtub.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's horrible.
But I liked the playful, whatever. It was great. And there was these old ladies from the neighborhood that would sit around. B would let people smoke in there after, 10. And there was these old ladies from the neighborhood that would sit around on Wednesday nights. And mostly they complained about how you couldn't smoke at some of the casinos in Atlantic City anymore. And they would just, chain smoke and eat burgers at the same time, that, cigarette in one hand and food in the other hand style.
Yeah.
That is so gnarly and so powerful. And this one day I walk in, and, as I'm walking, and I would go on Wednesday nights to just, eavesdrop on these ladies and just be around them and soak up some of their glow or whatever.
Yeah.
And as I'm walking in, the one lady is going, she goes, right up his ass? And so I'm like, my interest is obviously immediately peaked,
Right.
And then her friend says to her, she goes, yeah, that man went right up that elephant's ass. It's amazing the things he can see on the internet. Yeah. She goes, my son, he showed me this site. Your tube? Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things going up asses.
Your tube?
Your tube.
Your tube.
After that description, she mispronounced YouTube to your
also,
tube.
Somehow your good. Tube is more vulgar to me than a man going up an elephant's ass.
100%.
I mean?
Yeah. Especially,
your tube in a thick Brooklyn accent. Your tube.
Especially if that's where you strictly find elephant-related ass videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Can I tell you another one that a friend of mine overheard that he called me about?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Real quick. So, Pat mentioned my title when I first called the Slice Harvester, right? I did this thing a bunch of years ago now where I reviewed every plain slice of pizza in Manhattan. I did a fanzine. I wrote a book, whatever.
And first of all, thank you for calling it its correct name, a plain slice. No better way to cite an out-of-towner if they ask for a cheese slice. Doesn't exist.
Yeah. Nah, it's not
a plain is the proper... Anyway.
What was your favorite plain slice in New York?
Oh, you don't know?
No.
This is classic. I mean, I can answer
Pizza
for them.
It's right by UCB. You hang out there.
Dude, oh, yeah. That's a good slice.
You got to order,
What's the name of the
question? Pizza Suprema.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, do you know, I think it's just called Pizza Suprema. Down by Madison Square Garden.
That's the same
one. That's the same place.
Yeah.
It's that's
Suprema.
It.
There's an A.
It's 38th and 8th, I think. Or 31st and 8th.
Oh.
That's some of the best pizza, hands down, in the city.
And if you guys go in there.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
And FOTs, anyone listening to this as a podcast, live, whenever, when you go in, look to your left, and there is pretty much a shrine to this caller, to Colin, to the Slice Harvester himself. There's all of his original zines, and even a banner. I think it's still hung in the front of the outside storefront that says "Voted number one." It's
I've seen that banner,
and that's because of this
because
caller.
Of this, that
because
is
of
amazing.
Colin.
Yeah, that's a good pie.
The craziest thing about that, the shrine to me in there, is that a thing that I never imagined. I always knew since I was a kid that one day I'd have my face on the wall of a pizza place. You know what I mean? I was just like, yeah, that'll happen. This Joe, a real mensch, the owner, he got my review of his pizzeria, typos and all, like grammatical, just exactly as it was printed in the fanzine, engraved onto like little bronze plaques.
That's right.
Posted on a wood board that says "We're number one." It's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
If I told you that I got a parasite, a food parasite, from a dollar slice place in New York City, which place do you think it is?
Dime a dozen.
Ray's
was not Ray's.
Ray's isn't dollar.
Ray's is not a dollar slice place. I think that it's the 99-cent fresh on on 40th Street and 8th Avenue. Or it's the Two Bros in Hell's Kitchen.
You are where? What's the location in Hell's Kitchen? Wait, the one on 9th or the one on 8th?
The Two Bros, one that's on the. It's a corner. It's a big. It's a bigger place.
Okay, you are correct. Whoa! Hat trick. You are correct.
Wow. Where did
you nailed it?
One of my favorites when I was going to school was Ben's on West 3rd Street.
Dude, Ben's. Ben's is an unsung. I love Ben.
Yeah. Where did it? Was it? Did it make the top 10 or?
Nah, but I like Ben's a lot.
I want to say R.I.P. Honorable mention R.I.P. to Frank's on 23rd and Lex.
Oh, I hated that place.
What?
Yeah.
What about Carmine's? What's the one on Carmine Street?
Carmine Street.
Yeah.
It's a slice place or it's like a sit down?
No, there's no seats in it. It's literally you got to stand there and eat it.
Oh, is that Joe's?
Joe's, yeah.
Joe's is great.
Yeah.
Oh man, I could talk pizza all night.
We didn't actually order tonight.
Pat, real quick.
Yeah.
There's a framed picture in my house of me giving Joe Porter the finger in front of that Frank's.
In front of Frank's on 23rd?
Yeah, it's a terrible place.
Can you text me that picture? I'd love to see that.
Actually, I'll text it to you. Really well into my story my friend overheard. So my friend Eric, he's a listener. He owns that bar Second Chance on Grand Street.
Yeah.
He was in a Lebanese place in his neighborhood getting some food to go. And he noticed as he was walking in that the guy in front of him, it was a man and a woman, seemingly on a date, and the guy had... Inside this Lebanese restaurant, he had a dollar slice in a box, in a bag. Like, he was holding a bag with a to-go pizza box in it, which is very strange, questionable already, right?
Right.
So they order, the couple, they order. And then Eric orders. He sits down two tables over from them. And the couple is having this conversation. And the guy goes, I don't know what these people are doing going around eating all the pizza. It's all the same. And then the lady says to him, well, you mean like that slice harvester? And so Eric started listening because we're old buds. And the guy was like, yeah, that's the guy I'm talking about. I don't understand the point. It's all the same. It's all just pizza. It's all what's the difference between any of it? The dollar slice, hot out of the oven, it's just as good as all those fancy ones.
Wow. Okay.
So then their food comes, right? And the lady ordered actual food. The guy just ordered a plate of falafel balls. That's it.
Nice.
And then Eric watches this dude try to sneak his little dollar slice out of his bag onto the table. And then he starts mushing the falafel balls onto the slice.
Oh.
And he's telling this woman that he's on a date with, yeah, this is actually the best. Falafel balls on a dollar slice, this is the best pizza there is in New York City. You got to try this. Wow. And she wouldn't try it.
I immediately went, oh, but then I thought about it. That might be good, depending on where the falafel, like, are the falafel balls good?
Probably. Eric doesn't eat it.
It's a good slice? That might work. I'd eat that.
I mean,
I'm not going to say no to that.
I don't think I've ever eaten a falafel ball.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, man.
You've never had a falafel?
You got to put it on the bucket list. No. Bucket list. Wegmans.
You've got to try a falafel.
Cheesecake Factory falafel. Uh-huh.
In that order.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, thank you for the call and the pizza chat. I really, really enjoyed that. That was great.
Yeah, of course.
Colin, you got to call more. You're a good caller, man.
I know, I do. I'm always in a meeting on Tuesday nights. I never usually make it out in time, but I...
Well, you're taking care of yourself, and that's good, too. But,
yeah, it's important.
With the, but, yeah, you know, when Tom does the random off Tuesday ones, I'll text you.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, man.
All right. Have a good one.
All right.
Miss you, bud.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Best show. Man. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. I've got one for the topic.
Who is this?
This is Ryan from Richmond, California.
Ryan from Richmond, California. Go for it, man.
In the Bay Area a couple months ago, there were these very bad fires and the smoke was everywhere in the Bay Area. So people were wearing, like, filtration masks and stuff like that. And I was walking in downtown San Francisco, and I overheard a guy on the phone talking to someone saying, trying to describe what the weather was like, and kind of paused, and he said, have you ever been to Bayonne, New Jersey?
Yeah, well, okay, yeah. He's probably, well, I can say he was probably correct, because Bayonne does get an odor every once in a while.
But it's from the Newark Bay.
Yes, it's from across the bay.
And yeah.
There is a rendering plant.
Okay.
Where they...
Is that the sweet smell that comes through every
now
and then?
No.
It's...
You know that smell that I'm talking about,
you know what it smells like? I've described it as opening the cheese mix from the Kraft macaroni and cheese and just huffing it, you know?
I know that smell. Sort of I know
like
what you're talking about. Yeah, it's
strong,
real tangy.
It's tangy,
It's a real tangy smell.
Yeah. And there's a rendering plant in Newark across the bay. And the smell just hangs over Bayonne.
It's not even Bayonne's fault, but Bayonne takes the blame.
No, but we get the blame.
That's messed up.
Because of
Newark,
the breezes.
Newark Bay ain't no picnic of a sit-down smell. Mm-hmm. Put that on my tombstone.
Okay. Ryan, thanks for the call. 201-332-3484. Which one is this? Okay, you're pointing me this. Ben Parrish said, overheard at Fred Meyer, I ate a burrito, and the next thing you know, I'm effing ordering a pizza at Papa Murphy's.
That's pretty good. I like the one below it, too. Or above it? I don't know.
Jonathan, I was supposed to go to Steve and Pam's annual crab feed in Pleasanton last weekend, but I had a really productive cough. Okay.
201-332-3484, or tweet us at The Best Show for Life. At Best Show for Life.
Falafel's great, Mike.
Yeah.
It's so tasty.
I think I've had a regular falafel.
Well, then you've had falafel.
But But he said it's like a meatball made out of falafel.
Well, it's just falafel ball. Like, you can get... like, when you get falafel, it's in ball form.
Okay. So I don't think I've had it then.
It's really good.
I'm mixing it up with something else.
Like chickpeas and stuff.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of my favorite foods.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. 201-332-3484. Yeah, the phones are lighting up here. Best Show, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, how's it going, y'all?
It's good. Who is this?
This is Klon in Athens, Georgia.
What is going on, Klon? I know this guy.
Yeah. I have a story that's not really, an overheard conversation, but it's a... It's a story where I was a spectator of sorts.
Okay.
It's a karaoke story. There's this, my brothers and I were down at this bar doing karaoke, and the host of the karaoke is, he's sort of...
Bubba Sparks?
No, it's not Bubba Sparks, but, you're... You're in the right town.
Yeah, well, I lived in Athens for a while.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
This bar, the host of the karaoke will occasionally sing. He'll take the microphone and do a number
right
here and there. But it's a pretty small bar right away. It's away from the downtown area, so it's not very populated. Area, but all night this host was singing, and he does these. He's a terrible singer, like to the point where you think he's doing a joke, you know, like he's you think he's making fun of the song.
Okay,
he's so bad, and so my brothers and I are you know, in the way that this bar is set up, there's a stage where the karaoke happens, and in the adjoining room mm-hmm. is the bar, and it's a pretty intimate little space. You can't, if someone's in there, you know that they're in there. You can see everybody. It's a small bar.
Okay.
So, Mike Mills from REM is sitting at the bar, and I've seen him in there a time or two, and so it's small enough that you would have to notice that he's there. And most people that are from Athens recognize members of REM as they walk around.
Oh yeah.
And there's most people have a respectful, like, I'm not going to bother this guy
completely
sort of distance. And he's by himself drinking, which, I'm not going to comment on that. But, you know, he's just sort of on his phone. And so my brothers and I are standing right next to him. And in the other room, we hear the beginning of the little mandolin chimes of Losing My Religion start up. And I thought, oh, man. I can't believe that this guy is gonna, someone's gonna try to sing this song while the guy that plays the song is here.
Yeah, attempt the REM classic in front of one of the guys there.
Yeah, right, particularly like a half-baked karaoke version.
Right.
But I couldn't really see who was gonna sing. I just sort of thought it was another person. But it was this host that was doing these terrible versions all night.
Oh, man.
And he gets up there and he's like doing the, doing this, tone deaf version of Losing My Religion. And my brothers and I are all just sort of all look at each other like, oh, man, what's Mike Mills going to do? This song bought him a pool.
It probably bought him five pools.
Yeah.
He probably has five pools in the back of his house.
He doesn't look like a pool guy.
I guess I'm doing the sort of like the Price is Right.
Pool
like,
table.
Definitely bought him one pool.
Right.
Like a low bid.
With an option for four more.
Right.
Okay, so the song's happening. I do have to ask you really quickly. Is this the guy that hosts karaoke that's also like a professor at UGA or something?
Oh, you know this guy. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
He did karaoke. He ran the karaoke at one of my friend's weddings.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
One time. So I know exactly who this is. Okay. So he's singing Losing My Religion. And he's a great dude. He hosts a great karaoke, but he does have a very different voice. I will say that.
Yeah, right. And so this is the fascinating thing. Mike Mills plays it cool. He's been there for a while.
Yeah.
But once that's, I thought he was going to leave in the middle of the song.
Yeah.
This guy didn't know, right?
The song was done.
I'm sorry.
No. He knew he was there.
He was there, yeah.
So he's playing to him.
Yeah, and then Orange Crush immediately plays right afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. No one had the guts to do that.
Yeah.
But
So he played it cool. He didn't do any. He didn't leave or anything.
No, but he paid his tab immediately afterwards and left as soon as the song was over.
I love it.
Which was the classiest move, I think.
Yeah.
He stayed for the whole thing.
Yeah.
He left before the person got off the stage.
And he never returned again.
Yeah. This bar's next to his house.
He may own the bar.
He might.
They might own the bar.
Yeah, he very well might. that was pretty great. But the thing that got me was that, I really was just an observer in all this. But mm-hmm. then I talked to the guy later because I thought it was really hilarious that he would have the guts to do that while this person is there. What really struck me is that I said to him, hey man, it's really hilarious that you sang that song. Like, I thought he was being funny. And he said, what? Oh, hilarious.
Oh no.
Yeah. Wait, what?
He wasn't being hilarious. He was like,
no. Yeah.
He was like, this is my moment to let REM know how much they mean to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he blew it.
And for years, like probably over 10 years, I've been hearing this guy do these horrible, just horrible songs.
Yeah.
Or the songs are not horrible, but he's horrible at singing them. Week after week, he to the point he hosts karaoke. To many times a night, he's up there just like, "Was me in the corner," like just doing this horrible versions.
Mm. Some people can't hear themselves.
And then, like a member of Pylon walks in, and boom, he's doing a Pylon track.
Yeah, right? Well, that. Yeah, I don't know how many karaoke Pylon songs there are. You know, like, I don't know.
The truckers walk in. Boom, yeah. Truckers track.
Yeah, right, sure. And
but I know exactly who this guy is, and he's such a sweet dude, but yeah. No, yeah, I completely get it.
There's no, yeah, I thought that there was like irony involved.
No, there is no irony. This guy is purely genuine.
Yeah.
And nobody's taken him aside and said, you know, hey,
beating the hell out.
You're embarrassing
like
yourself.
That was
you know,
my moment.
I mean,
take him aside.
Yeah.
To say, oh, you know, but I didn't. I sort of balked when the like reality came crushing down on me that this guy just can't hear himself. Uh-huh. He's tone deaf or something. And I mean, it's not like I'm much better. I'm not. You know, I'm no Pavarotti, but you know, this guy's. He's, let's just say, he's reaching outside of his abilities.
I will say Pavarotti ran one hell of a karaoke night.
Yeah.
It was
good.
Well, thank you, Claude. Thank you for the call, man.
Sure. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Okay, so you were clapping in the middle of that. What,
yeah,
why?
I clapped throughout. I have bad circulation issues, so like my hands get like if you feel my hand right now.
I didn't expect it to go in that. I'm not feeling that,
Mike.
No,
clammy. It's just you see
yeah,
how cold it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to kind
of. I'm gonna put the heat back on.
Okay. See, I thought you like saw something you liked. And I got to make sure I go to pad.
I sometimes
here.
Have to kind of clap my hands to kind of get the blood moving again.
Okay.
If I was on the board, I'd mute myself. But I'm on the other. I'm in the mic seat tonight.
I have a Mike Mills story, but I've promised Tom that I will not tell it without his presence.
Okay.
And on a future probably half hour power. So
come on.
It will wait for that. And speaking of half hour power, there is a new one up on the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thebestshow and check that out. It was a fun one. We recorded it last week.
Meet my friends.
And support us on the Patreon. That's how we do the show. With your support, patreon.com/thebestshow. And meet my friends. We are wrapping up season 3 of Meet My Friends right now. Meet My Friends, The Friends, and the episode 20 went up on Monday. 21's going to go up on Thursday.
Throw
and then,
us
of
the
course,
buck.
And then, of course, you know, 2 weeks from now, they'll hit the free feed.
But throw us
well,
a buck.
So.
Throw us a buck. Come on.
I heard you were hobnobbing with Michael Moore the other night.
Yeah, man.
Did you overhear any interesting comments?
I didn't overhear.
What was this?
This was at the WGA Awards. Kristen was nominated for SNL and for Full Frontal with Samantha Bee.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was fun, man.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Mm-hmm. Juliana Margulies was there.
Mm-hmm. I have a Michael Moore story about the WGA after this.
Michael Moore sat right next to us. Mm-hmm. At the table next to us, they like made a seat for him, and he like came in, and it was, you know,
maybe
it was
we can
cool.
morph this into overhearing celebrities. What have you? You know, I heard a story from a coworker at one of my previous jobs. A friend of his was an assistant for Carol Channing. May she rest in peace.
Amen.
He said that you know one time Carol Channing was in the bathroom. And he just overheard her say, in, you know, the loud Carol Channing voice, "When did I have corn?"
Oh, my God. Okay.
201-332-3484.
I have a Michael Moore story. It wasn't WGA action. Now that I think of it, it was not the Screen Actors Guild. What is just the regular Academy for, like...
The Emmys?
Yeah, no, the Oscar Academy. What is that?
The Academy of Motion Pictures.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So I was in a class in college and I went to school in Manhattan for film. They occasionally had things where you could go to a screening as part of a class.
Right.
One of them was for whatever documentary film was up that year for Oscars. So our teacher was in the academy. She was like, you guys can come to the screen. We all went. She wasn't like, oh, there might be celebrities there. But I was like a freshman in college, and I was like, whoa, celebrities. And Michael Moore was there, which wasn't a big deal.
What year was
he was the only celebrity. It was the year that Columbine was in, so it was 2003.
Oh, so that was the year for Bowling.
Bowling for Columbine was in. It was the spring of 03.
Right.
And it was a day like any other. And then, so, they have a lot of snacks at this things like this. And they have an array sometimes of drinks and snacks. And they had, the usual Diet Coke cans, Coca-Cola cans, Sprite, things like that. Mm. But they also had, weird kinds of seltzer and stuff. But things were kind of going. Like, we got to the screening late. And I had to go to the bathroom midway through the movie. So I ducked out, did what I have to do. Then I looked at the sodas. On my way back to the screen, I'm like, well, I might as well. There's no line now. I might as well look what they have. And there was a bunch of kind of, if you looked hard enough, you could see that there was some other kinds. And there was one can of cherry Coke in a can that it looked like somebody, you know when you want to like hide something for later? Sometimes people will like hoard something in the back of a
thing.
Right,
right.
And you'll go back and get it later. There was definitely. This can was, not amongst all the other Cokes. It was, buried in the Diet Coke. I somehow spotted the top ring of the can. It looked different, and I, lifted it. And it was, finding something, I was like, whoa, cherry Coke, obviously. That's great.
That's a good guess.
So it was a good find. So I grabbed it. I was like, this is awesome. And, I kind of closed up the hole that I made. And then I went back to my seat, and I enjoyed the rest of the documentary and a cherry Coke. And then... As soon as the documentary ended, Michael Moore made a beeline for that area and started going through all the cans as if he hoarded the cherry Coke, and I got it. And I looked at it and I was like, look,
it was just right here. It was here.
I looked at my empty can and I saw him going for that, and I was just like, I looked for the nearest trash can. I threw it out. I mean, I was done, but. That's my empty can.
That was the only thing on his rider for the event, was one cherry Coke.
Yeah.
So Michael Moore.
Doesn't have much pull, right? One can of soda.
I took his cherry Coke. That's my one,
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's my thing. And he lost that year, too. So.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if he did. He might have won.
I don't know. Best show you're on the air.
Hi, this is Josh in St. Paul. I had one for the topic.
Go for it, Josh in St. Paul. What do you got?
Recently I was in a record store, and I was just, looking through the records. There was a clerk next to me stocking records, and this woman walks in, dressed very nicely, like maybe she had stepped in during her lunch hour from an office building nearby or something, except for the fact that she was pushing a stroller with a very small child in it. And she walked up to the clerk, who was stocking records next to me, and I overheard her ask him, excuse me, do you have any G.G. Allen in stock?
Huh. What was the answer? Did they?
He said, no, I don't think so. But there was this weird moment where as soon as she said that, I looked up, noticing that she had a very small infant with her, and just locked eyes with the clerk that she was talking to, sort of a silent.
You were worried that that was the reincarnation of G.G. Allen.
I was for a split second. I was concerned that I should call protective services or something.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Josh. Thank you for the call.
Yep. Have a good night.
That was a quickie.
That was a quickie. In and out, boom. Best show, you're on the air.
Oh, wow. Hi. I had one for the topic.
Who is this?
This is Peter in Milwaukee.
Peter in Milwaukee. What do you got for us, Peter?
So overheard conversations, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So I was at a diner,
with my two young children, and it was pretty empty that day. A few tables away, there was a couple of older guys. One had sort of like a big hearing aid kind of thing, so he talked rather loudly. So it was easy to kind of get what he was laying down over there. And, you know, throughout the meal, I'm catching things like intravenous and uh-huh. outpatient and stuff like that.
Okay.
But it gets worse. He starts asking the waitress, "So what are you doing after your shift?" Young waitress, young lady. "What are you doing? What are you doing after your shift? Why don't you come hang out with us?" And you know, she's probably not into it, but he keeps at it. Mm-hmm. He says, "Well, yeah, come. Why don't you come hang out with us after work? We'll have some fun. We'll go have some fun." He says it a few times, this fun thing.
Oh, creep.
And she says, "Oh, what kind of fun?" And he says, "You know, the juicy stuff."
Ew.
Yeah, it was bad.
I don't like this.
I don't like that at all.
And what was her response?
Like juicy stuff.
Here's
your check. Leave.
What's that?
Was she into the juicy stuff?
No,
Mike. Nobody's into the juicy stuff.
Hey, they have pants where people have juicy on their butts, right?
They do. It's like maybe he was talking about that juicy.
Yeah.
I don't think
he was talking about the boardwalk.
Yeah, I don't think he was. All right, Peter. Thank you for that. Creepy.
Yeah. How about some Twitter ones?
I didn't like that one. We got the phone lines are lighting up, though.
Twitter people? Call in.
They should call in. But once overheard a guy tell his date that chicken noodle soup is good for you when you have a cold because the soup contains white blood cells from chickens that enter your bloodstream and help your body fight colds.
I have overheard someone say that dogs have antibiotics in their mouths. Once, and that it's okay that if you're sick, if a dog's licking you, because the antibiotics are in the mouth, and that's just a natural thing for all dogs.
Real quick one, here we go. At a diner in Rhode Island next to a couple
What's
on the
with
first...
all the... A lot of diner stuff tonight.
Yeah, diners is where you hear things.
Place,
bars, diners. I got a bunch from a diner. Next to a couple on a first date and heard this guy say, "You know, Tommy, that thing..." On a first date... Heard the girl say, "You know, Tommy, that thing, it's like a square but longer." And the dude goes, "Yep, a rectangle."
I wish I would have heard your Michael Moore story before the WGA Awards. Because if I had, I would have brought my own cherry Coke.
Handed him
and I would have just cracked it open and be like, "Oh, man. Oh, it's so cold. Only one here tonight. Only can here." Can you imagine?
Michael, as you're staring at him, you've never met him.
Oh, this is it's so good, Michael. Oh, like it was like somebody hid it in the back of all the other sodas. And
let me ask you a question.
How did I luck out?
Did you have a baseball hat on?
No baseball hat.
Oh,
that was a question that a lot of people asked. No baseball hat, but you could kind of
see him without a baseball hat.
You know how people who wear baseball hats have that crease hat head?
Yeah.
Hat head had. Really bad case.
So you're telling me he checked his baseball hat?
He had to check the baseball hat. He got a little ticket for it and everything.
I just like the image of him going up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, here's this hat.
Here's my hat. Hat checker has to handle that hat. Imagine how greasy some of those hats are.
Oh, I don't want to. Best show, you're on the air.
Hello, code guest host.
Say
that again?
What?
I'm saying hello to the co-guest host.
Co-guest host.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Your phone is kind of a
little... Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit on us.
Are you on a
speakerphone? Does it sound
horrible? Is it on... No, it's getting better. Are you on a speakerphone?
It's not speaker.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are getting like an inside look at how the screening goes down, because these are questions that Mike asks.
Sounds a little better. Keep going.
I want to do Pinkin or Skankin.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Which one is it?
Well, it's already been documented in the high school yearbook. I have a really embarrassing quote about how on the weekends I like to go to ska shows, get out in the middle,
and then just start skanking.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
You're going right to the skanking tent.
Pretty mortifying.
Cool. I can't listen to
that. Oh, go ahead.
Try calling us back again. This is a really bad connection.
Okay.
201-332-3484. Mike, you wouldn't have even let that one on the air.
Wasn't happy about that.
Well, it was borderline.
You would have not let that on the air.
I could understand him at the end, but in the beginning, not at all.
I'm getting a long chicken after this.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting a long chicken?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
So, little story about that is I went to Barcelona. I was in Barcelona this time last year, and I know how much Pat loves
Burger
the chicken sandwich.
Original chicken sandwich.
Yes. And in Barcelona, or in Spain in general, it's not called the original chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. It's simply a long chicken.
Okay.
So I immediately text a picture of it over to Pat. And the next time he goes to the
Burger King drive-thru.
Yeah.
By the Holland Tunnel.
The Holland Tunnel. Yeah. He orders a long chicken. Uh-huh. And they know exactly what he's talking about.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, well, I just, as a goof, I just said to them, I was like, let me get a long chicken.
Goof,
and
Pat.
They were like, do you want the meal or just the sandwich? Yeah. And I was like, the meal.
Successful goof.
Yeah, it's become our longest running gag.
It is. And if I'm in another country and it's still like,
yeah,
you know, they call it a long chicken, I take a picture and send it to Pat.
Well,
they don't have a lot of chicken sandwiches to begin with, right?
That's their only thing.
No.
Right? Do they have another one?
They have a bunch now.
Oh, they have the do the tender crisp,
well, they've
right?
got the hot one and they've got, it's part of the 2 for $6 deal.
It used to be the only chicken sandwich. Now they have a bunch.
Right.
But okay. I got to say, even though the Wendy's one is fresher, even though Chick-fil-A, everyone's always like, oh, Chick-fil-A. I got to say, maybe it's me reminiscing about growing up and eating crappy Burger King because my mom worked and we just didn't have a lot of time.
Right there with
you. But it's like my older sister sometimes will write me and she'll be like, Burger King, just like Mom used to make, and I know exactly what she's talking about.
Long chicken.
It just—it's like brings back that old familiarity of growing up. It's so stupid.
Do you remember years ago? This was probably early '90s when they tried to like spruce up the long chicken and have different
Italian
versions,
chicken,
like all the different versions.
Chicken farm,
the Italian one wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, but I like the original with cheese.
Yeah.
Now we're doing Doughboys, right?
Yeah,
now.
We basically are. Best show. You're on the air.
Mitch calling.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
It's good. Who's this?
This is Will in Knoxville.
Knoxville.
Psychic Bows.
Hey, Pat. How's it going, man?
Great band. I'm doing pretty good.
You pals with any of those Super Drag guys?
You know, I used to be friends with Brandon. He gave me a 4-track.
Nice.
Really cool, but not so much. Those guys are kind of. They kind of moved on.
Well, a lot of they live down in like Nashville now.
So. Yeah, they're in Nashville. I think the drummer is still around, but I'm not really in their circle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I grew up Brandon was really good friends, or like kind of grew up with one of my really good friends, and he'd come up and hang out all the time, and we'd go to a ton of Super Drag shows. So. I have spent a lot of good times in Knoxville, Tennessee.
I love Knoxville.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, Will, there's that burger place. What is it, Litton's?
No, I've never been.
Yeah, Litton's in Fountain City.
Oh, man, that's a good burger.
Is Psychic Bows still going?
Oh, absolutely. I don't want to sound like that's really funny. I just was about to say Sideshow Bob. I don't want to sound like Avalanche Bob, but we do have we're working on an album.
Great.
Nice.
Send it over when you got it.
You're first on the list.
This band planned a tour around playing my old radio show on WFMU.
Really?
And they were great. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was one of the greatest trips ever, and Jersey City was the best.
It is the best.
I threw up in a park so much, and that was... Like the next day, I forget where we were. We stayed with somebody who was in Crazy in the Brains house, but I was in a park, just wandering around, you know, doing the motions, you know. And there was another guy
out there on a bench, and he was throwing up. And it was the greatest. It was one of the greatest things ever.
What a touching moment of a Jersey City park.
You left your mark. Yeah.
It's just, did you guys wink like, hey, I get you?
Oh, he was way out. He was the best. He was sitting on a bench, no regard of where he was going to throw up.
Yeah.
And he was just making the loudest heaving noise right in his own lap. I wasn't quite that bad off.
Yeah, get that for the Jersey City website.
Which one?
Just the sound of that happening. A guy on a park bench. Hamilton Park.
It sounds like, if he was staying with Crazy in the Brains, it was probably Van Vorst Park.
Okay, good.
It was around the corner from Darth Vapor.
Then maybe it was like Lincoln Park or something.
Okay,
it wasn't far from a Burger King that I walked to.
That was probably
that same movie.
Oh, I know exactly. Okay, I know where you are then. Yeah. Yeah. They've got great long chickens. So what do you have one for the topic, Will?
Yeah, got a real quick one for the topic.
Okay.
And I got a weird Metallica question for Mike.
Okay.
We are accepting Metallica questions for Mike.
That's
if
you have a Metallica question for Mike, 201-332-3484. Metallica questions for Mike.
Which album is that off?
So, quickly on the topic, I was on a bus on the way to Atlanta, and there was a guy as we started getting into Atlanta. He was talking on the phone. And he was getting more and more charged up. And as we're, like, around the corner from the station, he's screaming at the top of his lungs. Just everybody on the bus can hear him that he didn't ride, you know, on the Greyhound for 4 hours with 4 pounds of weed to not be picked up at the bus station. And it was pretty out of control.
Uh-huh.
But in the Metallica question... Mike, have you listened to the Lou Reed Metallica, that Lulu album?
You know what? I think I remember I was at FMU when that came in. I think I may have even burned a copy out of just curiosity. I think I may have listened to it once and just had such a fairly negative reaction that I don't even remember. But I remember when it came out and I was vaguely interested, but... are you suggesting I should check that out? Is it worth listening to again?
Well, I don't know. I'd forgotten about it until you were talking about. I saw you were listening to Metallica.
Yeah, I wonder what the connection
was
there.
I saw it on YouTube, so I checked it out.
Uh huh.
It's something else. It's almost like a weird joke on Metallica from Lou Reed.
I wonder what the connection is because, well. I mean,
I remember Tom talking about it on air once, and he was kind of just like maybe it was even back when that came out during the FMU days. But I just remember, distinctly him being like, "Look, don't you think they thought it was weird?" Like as Metallica, and it's like absolutely, there's no way they weren't just like looking at each other like, "Yeah, this is weird."
I didn't, but hate it's Lou it Reed. The times I listened to it,
but it's Lou Reed. So how do you say no? I mean, creatively. Say yes.
It is a win for Metallica doing with Lou Reed. But what did Lou Reed have to gain by it? That's what he's not going to get any Metallica fans.
No, but he made machine music, so he's got. I mean, he's going to do weird stuff like that. But I mean,
I just wonder what he was
Pavarotti
thinking
and all that
brought
stuff.
Them together.
He was pretty proud of that record, though, wasn't he?
He was very proud of it. And you know, I sent you, I think a year or so ago, maybe I sent you to Mike. I know I sent it to Tom, but there's clips online of that tour because they did a short tour of that stuff, and it's Metallica with heavy distorted like metal distortion guitars doing
or like their ESPs
doing Velvet songs, doing like Sweet Jane and stuff, and it's like
perfect,
and he's like Sweet Jane, and they're like
and James Hetfield's using that old timey microphone.
Yeah, nice.
I'll have to look that stuff up.
It's terrible, but it's out there.
And now that I feel it's worth
researching.
It's
on the internet.
Nice. Well, thank you for the call, Will.
Yeah, you guys have a good one.
Take care.
I want to read this. Brett Davis shared this. This is the Long Chicken ad.
I retweeted it, too.
Yes. It's retweeted on the at Best Show for Life. At Brett Davis, RIP, posted this. Extra Long Chicken. And the extra is an X This is an Indian advertisement for it. So he says it's from India. Extra long chicken. The original Royale is angry. Accept no substitutes, because this is the original Royale from Burger King.
Mm.
Our pride is the long chicken patty laced with creamy mayonnaise and lettuce in a 7-inch long water-split sesame bun.
You're damn right.
Specific as heck.
Oh.
The original chicken Royale...
Dying for this right now.
...has gone angry with a spicy sauce that expresses its rage.
Yep. Share something tasty.
So it's... I like the last line a lot. Anyway, go ahead.
201-332-3484. The topic is overheard conversations or cranking or skanking. Or
cranking or skanking.
Ask Mike a question about Metallica.
About Metallica. I think that you should end your current journey with a re-listen of Lulu.
Yeah, I almost forgot about it. And like I said, I think I may have even... tried to listen to it when it happened because it was so weird.
Yeah.
I
enjoyed it. There was something about it that I liked, but...
Can you pull up Sweet Jane with them backing
him? Yeah, I will look for this.
Okay.
Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason, this is Randall from Dallas.
What's going on, Randall?
Bad Guy Zero.
Not too much. Hey, Pat. Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for always doing those tweets at the end of the show with who was the music. I gotta say, they're always helpful.
See, this gives us such a great opportunity just to say thank you.
Yes.
That was really nice.
You guys are very welcome. Thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah. What's going on?
I got one for the topic.
Go for it.
So, my all-time favorite band is this band called The Melvins. And I've been friends with two of the guys from that band for about 25 years. And back in 98, they were doing some shows opening for Tool. And so I was living in Seattle at the time, and Chris Novoselic from Nirvana showed up at the show. And the drummer for the Melvins was one of the early drummers for Nirvana. And so at that time, Novoselic was really involved in local politics and stuff like that. So I think that he was thinking, like, okay, I know the guys from the Melvins. Maybe I'll show up, get them to introduce me to the guys from Tool, and then I'll talk to guys from Tool and let me go on stage before the show and, like, urge everybody to register to vote. So he's in the dressing room, and he's talking to the guys in the band, and he looks down at the bassist and kind of does this double take because the bassist is wearing this t-shirt, and it says, like, Teen Spirit USA, blowing minds since 1994, and it's got Kurt Cobain's head with, like, cross shotguns in the background, like a Jolly Roger. So he just, like, does his double take and just splits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all, you know, it's like we're in this dressing room, and it's like one of the guys is like his mom and his grandmother are there. One of the other guys is like his parents and sister and her kids are all there. So it's like, it's really kind of this like family hangout backstage. It is just this weird moment that we're all standing around. And so
that was the bassist from Tool had that shirt on?
No, the bassist for the Melvins.
Oh, really? Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Really? That's odd.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
huh.
So after a few minutes, Buzz and Dale from the Melvins are just like, well, I guess we better go talk them off the ledge. And so they left to go find Chris. And so it's like, I'm in there with the family, and we're all just kind of like, man, I wonder what's going on. And so after a while, I'm like, I'm going to act like I'm going to find the bathroom, and maybe I can, you know, overhear something. So I walk out of the dressing room, and I look down to the right, and Buzz and Dale were talking to Chris, and so I walked by, and as I pass him, I hear Buzz say to Chris, well, you know, he wasn't Jesus Christ.
He was what?
Buzz was saying to Chris, well, you know, he wasn't Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, that's a stupid line. who thought he was Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway.
All right. Anyway. Weird.
I guess she had to be there.
Well, it's also like he's friends with him, so that's like...
Right,
that's
yeah.
So weird to me.
I know.
That's weird.
It was just one of those kind of,
like, weird, uncomfortable moments.
Yeah, completely. And you decided to go be even more of a part of it.
Yes.
Well, thanks for the call, Randall.
Take care, Randall.
Hey, Randall, real quick, do you have a Metallica question for Mike?
Oh, Mike, did you listen to the EP that Metallica put out between Master of Puppets and Injustice for All?
No, yeah, the 598 EP,
right,
or
whatever. Garage Days.
Yeah, that sounds like that would be something I might. I mean, I'll stream that. I never bought it. You know, I've been listening to stuff I've bought and never listened to. But you know, I think that might be worth. I mean, what's it, about 5 or 6 songs?
Yeah, it's got like a Killing Joke cover and a couple of Misfits covers.
I mean, it's the length of the songs that kills me, you know? I mean, they kept getting longer, you know, these 9-minute dirges, you know, it's like...
Yeah, that's a long chicken.
It's long...
Yeah, at some point they just threw brevity out the window.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's, you know, people put the dead down, but these guys are doing the same thing, but, you know, it's less interesting, I think, anyway.
Right.
But
I swear this is a podcast, Mike. This is a really great idea for a podcast.
Those lyrics are, like, subliterate. I mean, they're
subliterate.
Yeah. I mean, there's a word, what bittering? There's one of the lyrics on Injustice for All is bittering distress. And I'm like, what the hell is bittering? Is that even a word? I don't think you can use bitter with ing, bittering.
Bittering.
Bittering distress.
Bittering distress.
Like I said, after a certain point, I'm reading these lyrics, and they're proud. Like they say, they put them in every record, so they're there for you. And I read them, and I'm like, they're just like putting words. Nothing rhymes. You know, I don't even think they make an attempt to, you know, have like a rhyming scheme in their songs. Not that you need one, but... It's just sort of like, what, you know, it's like so bleak. Women don't, you know, I'm 3 albums in, I'm like, is there a woman ever mentioned in any of these songs? Not once.
It's like
women don't figure in the world of Metallica. And I worked at one of their concerts. I think they played twice at MetLife. And it was a mixed crowd. It wasn't just all dudes, which maybe you would think.
Right.
But then there were families, you know, like whole families that have been... That's been the background of their lives. I mean, you know, different things for different people. You know, people like what they like, but I just don't see what the... It just doesn't seem fun to me.
Did you listen to Master of Puppets?
Yeah, I did.
What? And you didn't like that one either?
No.
What if Bruce Springsteen came out at the MetLife show? What song would
Metallica show?
Yeah, what song would he join them for?
Master of Puppets.
Master of Puppets.
Yeah. Or they would do 10th Avenue Free Zone.
Now, with... do you think that they'd, like, give him a whole verse of... Like, do you think that he'd be like... we're going to have someone special out for guitar. You know?
Right.
All of a sudden, Bruce Springsteen... you know, comes out. Do you think that they give him a verse and he goes up to the main mic and James Hetfield, come on, he like motions
back to back.
And do you think he's just there to do some licks because he's a hell of a lead too, or do you think they gave him the mic and they let him do a verse or a
they
chorus?
Give him the mic and let him do a verse, and I retract my Master of Puppets. They do the Unforgiven.
They do, of course, yeah. They bring Bruce Springsteen out for Unforgiven.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I would think he would do. I mean, he's a Yankee fan. So he would do Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman?
Yeah, yeah.
Do a hit?
Yeah, you know, he might do Enter Sandman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their biggest
song,
right?
But he'd be so good on The Unforgiven.
But what if he did it? What if Bruce Springsteen comes out? He does, they think he's just there to do extra lead.
He just stays.
No, I was going to say he... You don't think he's going to sing during Enter Sandman,
but then suddenly
they take an extra long breakdown. The breakdown of Enter Sandman, it's like dun, 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 and they do an extra, and they're like, "How we feel tonight?" And they do that whole thing. Right?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, "Ah!" And they do some more stuff with the crowd.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, Bruce Springsteen goes up to the mic and he starts going, "Hush, little baby, don't." That would be the part, right?
He'd also be great
down,
on Nothing
down,
Else Matters.
Say your prayers. You know,
he'd
what
a killer.
And then him and Hetfield harmonize on Exit Light.
Couldn't he just be? I mean, that sound, that chugging sound they get, that's just the two guitars just doing the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like...
chugging sound.
Chug-a-lug. Yeah. That's called a chug-a-lug.
You know, most of the songs have that. I mean, it's a distinct sound. Yeah. I don't know if they came up with it, you know, but...
Well,
let's
hear it. They like to drink, and they were like, what can we do to make our guitars sound
reasoning at
like
all.
But we want to chug-a-lug?
They're very precise, you know? So it's like, you know, you can see... Like, they got to play everything together. And then even the drumming, you know, at times it's, like, overwhelming because I guess somebody was saying he plays, like, a double bass, so you're, like, it's, like, it's really heavy. It was really heavy on Injustice for All. I couldn't believe how up front in the mix it is. And
did you listen to Saint Anger?
I think I heard that when it came out.
Right.
Is that the one that came out after the Black album?
Oh, yeah, that was a couple. Okay.
It's the Rick Rubin joint.
Yeah. Oh, Rick. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But
he said no guitar solos.
Do you think they end Enter Sandman and then immediately go into Waiting on a Sunny Day?
That would be a good segue.
And he finds a little kid. He finds a little kid in the audience.
Come on up.
Makes
here.
Her sing.
But I could see Bruce joining that front line of the guitar guys doing the Metallica chug. He would be doing, you know, like when he's jamming, you know.
Yeah.
I just saw a little
spread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw a little bit of the Roy Orbison Black and White Night or whatever was on.
Yeah.
And you know, Bruce is on there. Yeah. He's doing that chugging, you know. That's that move he does. I can see him doing that with Metallica. You
Bruce
know?
Springsteen's face during that entire Roy Orbison Black and White PBS special is like, it's like we're watching him in a dream, and someone's telling him, "You're playing with Roy Orbison." Yeah. He's like, oh, "I can't believe it, man! I just can't believe it."
It's like, almost a good sub. This is a good topic. Like, name a band who's having a concert. Springsteen comes out. What does he play with them?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
What does he play with them? Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, I did not have one prepared for the new topic.
No. There's like four
Doesn't
topics
matter.
Floating
first,
around.
First thought.
That's
first
our
thought.
Style. You know, we can't stick to one topic.
First thought.
We just start throwing them out there. Willy-nilly.
Willie Nelson.
Well, I never want to be one of the callers that calls in twice. Okay. I'm surprised you got in again, but I guess... The non-screening thing.
Wait, yeah,
you called again?
Okay, who is this?
No, this is Chris from Philadelphia once again.
Chris from Philadelphia. Yeah, you were our first caller tonight, Chris.
Perry Schell says Springsteen would do one into Born in the USA.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's...
No, one into
see,
She's
that
the
makes
One.
Sense.
How about that? One into She's
one
the
into
One.
One into She's the One.
All
they have to do.
It's got the Bo Diddley beat. Yeah.
All they have to do is what's the drummer's name of Metallica?
Lars Ulrich.
Yeah, Lars. Lars would just have to, right after one, just ring out the cymbals and then immediately go right to the floor tom. Bum, 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 bum. And all of a sudden, house lights come up. You know, like Dance in the Dark style of a Springsteen concert. House lights come on.
Yeah.
And then Spruce is like,
because we want to see. He starts doing. We want to see all the old people contorting themselves.
Bruce starts doing. Is anybody alive out there?
Yeah.
Call and response. Yeah. I'm sorry, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, go for it, Chris.
Too much. Fun.
You got
well,
back
now
in.
I know Elton John is doing his Goodbye Yellow Brick Road tour right now. I'm wondering where Bruce Springsteen would come in there.
Oh, he's playing
Saturday night.
I'm not working that show, but he's playing at my place.
I saw Saturday Nights All Night Madison Square Garden, and that was one hell of a show.
It would either be Crocodile Rock or Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Hands
it would
down.
Have to be.
Hands down.
Nah, what about, it could be the one.
What if Elton John rides the piano out? And then he rides it back in, and Bruce Springsteen is standing on it with holding the Telecaster. and he's pointing at the crowd.
What does he play? What Springsteen song are they playing at that moment?
Wild Billy's Circus. What is it?
That
kind of makes sense.
Or Kitty's Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something really early. Because it's piano heavy.
Oh. God, I could talk about this all night. Chris, what do you got for us?
Well, I remembered another conversation I overheard. I don't want to blow up their spot. It was a YouTube. It used to be YouTube famous.
Your tube.
And then, what's that?
Your tube.
MyTube.
Yes.
He was famous on my YouTube. It was, you know, they had come out with a parody of a horror movie. I won't get too specific. It was a dude bro massacre of sorts. I think some people probably know where I'm coming from with it, with this one YouTube star. But I had seen him on a train, and I went up to him and I said, "Hey, I'm a big fan." He was wearing the T-shirt of his YouTube channel that he had first become famous off of.
Hell yes.
And I said, "Hey, I'm a huge fan of your work, blah, blah, blah," you know, and I gave him everything. And then I'd left, mm-hmm. and then he had turned to his wife and the people that he was traveling with, and he said, "See, I knew people would recognize me."
Yeah, I mean, you weren't that big of a fan. You weren't wearing his shirt.
Yeah, I should have gotten his shirt before it.
Yeah.
But that's it was great. Just, it was the fact that he would that he took the effort to turn to the people he was traveling with and say, "Well, yeah, of course someone would recognize me," like, while he's wearing the shirt and everything. It's like, well, yeah, of course, but I hoped it would be a little bit more special than proving a point that you'd be recognized.
Yeah, like...
Wait. Elton John rides the piano out. All right.
Can't see nothing in front of me.
That would be funny.
See nothing coming up behind.
And you just hear the voice, and you don't hear the piano him.
What?
I was going to say, because it's an encore at this point, because it's a surprise encore, and he's going to be riding the grand piano back out. Bruce Springsteen's going to be on top of it. You just hear the piano chords before you see either of them. What chords are they? The piano long intro to the live classic version of 10th Avenue, Freeze Out. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Dun, no, I get that, yeah.
Dun, dun. And all of a sudden...
And it's just like riding out, and then Bruce just riding
and
the piano.
He has no guitar on. He's just holding the wireless mic, standing backwards.
Right.
Ready to turn around, jump off, catch that mic. Somehow he throws it, he catches it. And they both launch into 10th Avenue, Freeze Out.
Love it. Thanks, Chris. Double dipping. 201-332-3484. We'll take a couple more calls, and I think we can probably... what do you got on the...
Dave Bruin on Twitter says, Metallica plus Springsteen equals chuggin', John Fogerty equals chuglin'.
There you go.
That is correct.
Yeah, that is correct. This is a lot of fun.
I can't stop thinking about Springsteen just showing up in different shows now.
I love things he does, like The Point. Point is classic.
Oh, The Point? Yeah.
You know, and I think he does while he's playing.
He doesn't
guitar.
He doesn't do the knee slide anymore.
He can't
anymore,
do it anymore. Doctor said no.
Yeah.
You know. If he does it one more time, it'll be like the ending of The Wrestler. It'll be like which he also wrote the theme for.
Right.
Anyway, but no, when we were talking about him playing with Metallica, I did want to say if he was playing guitar, he does this thing where he plays guitar and he's surprised by his playing. He does this thing where he's like,
yeah, that's the
most. It's like a move where he's surprised. Yeah.
That is a good verse move. Yeah. I know that look.
I know exactly.
What? Play guitar? Oh, I can't understand these sounds.
I can't believe I got that note out. Yeah.
I'm surprised. Yeah. Whoa.
What did I do?
I can't control my body.
Well, guys.
That's our show.
I think the phones are dying. I think we're done.
Uh-huh. Can't top the Bruce.
But, you know, we had fun. We did a fill-in show tonight for Tom. We hope everything's cool. Everything's okay with Tom. We did this so you guys would still have some sort of a best show tonight. Tom should be back next week. We'll keep you posted on things. Keep looking at the Twitter. Mike, plugs.
No, just like I said, I've got the same offer Tom did. Next 10 people will get a calendar. I'll throw a $20 in there, so you got a 1 in 10 chance.
And will you sign it? Will you give, like, a special message?
Yeah, I'll put a post-it with my signature. I don't want to... Okay. I think what Tom does there is illegal, you know? marking up
technically illegal,
marking
but
money
who's
up,
say
you know, it's
about
like it is legal tender.
Okay.
So,
So you'll just throw in a 20.
I'll throw in a 20 for the first 10.
And people. How much are the...
They're 15 now.
So you could make $5 on this deal.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty good.
That's, I'd say, worth it. And, yeah. Sorry if I got carried away with all my stuff tonight.
That's okay. We've been fun.
I think I was stepping on you guys a little bit.
No, not at all.
Doing good.
I think that I upset you with the cheer song, and I'm sorry.
No, we both love the cheer song.
No, I'm
not upset.
I kind of blew it tonight.
Come on, for the rising. The double bass going. Lars is just hitting it in the back.
Someone asked about, I think it was Perry asked about Max and Lars doing something.
Oh, they'd never play together.
He said, imagine Lars and Weinberg doing a drum battle.
Oh, my God.
/ solo mid-set.
Yeah.
This is a
tour that should happen, guys.
Yeah.
Where they just trade songs, kind of like we trade sketches?
What's crazy is that Max Weinberg's son actually is a metal drummer. He plays
Slipknot.
Yeah. And
he
used to play in Against Me. And
I think I saw a show where he filled in for Max.
Jason Weinberg, yeah. I knew him a little bit. He used to live in Hoboken.
Ah,
he's a good guy.
He's a good drummer.
Great drummer.
Yeah. Pat, I know you have a plug.
Yes, I do. I want everyone to get Mike's calendar, which is at apmike.bandcamp.com. It's a great calendar. I just got my copy tonight, finally. And I can't wait to use it 20 years from now also. But, Jason Gore, why don't you start the lead on this?
Oh, okay. So Pat and I are doing a show in Philly March 3rd, Sunday, March 3rd, at Good Good Comedy Theater in Philadelphia. It's our So It's Come to This show. That we did once in New York. And also, hey, thank you so much if you came out to the New York show.
Thank you, Brick.
Thank you, Brick and Brooklyn
BCC.
Comedy Collective. That was one hell of a show. And we're going to do it again in New York sometime very soon. So
probably
keep
in
your
the spring.
Eyes open for that.
It's 2 one-man shows for the price of one. And not only that, you get Philadelphia's own, New Jersey's original own.
Yes.
Greg Gethard, financial guru Greg Gethard, has been added to this bill, and he will... bust your funny bone at the Good Good Comedy Theater on Sunday, that is the 3rd.
3rd. 3rd of March.
3rd month, 3rd day.
We're getting close. It's coming up. Tickets are on sale on their website.
And we'll tweet it out.
Yeah.
So keep a post for that. But yeah, get your tickets and we'll see you then. It'll be fun.
Tom Sharpling should be back in the studio next week. We'll keep you posted on that. Tom, hope everything's cool. We're thinking about you. And Mike, you've been loving the new Steve Gunn, so I figured we'd go out on a track from the new Steve Gunn, The Unseen In Between. Mm-hmm. And it's called Vagabond. Have a good one. We'll see you next week.